Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at AffordableHomeTech.com. Now, y'all know what time of the year it is. College football bowl games, the NBA is back, the Super Bowl coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. So you know that the flat-screen HD TVs will be fired up and ready to go. No matter what you spend on these TVs, you better make sure that you can trust the people that install them. That's why I put all of my home entertainment needs in the hands of the fine people at AffordableHomeTech.com. They mount TVs on the wall, install surround sound systems, calibrate the speakers for the best sound possible according to your room's acoustic dimensions, and they have a one-year workmanship guarantee along with being insured and bonded for up to $2 million. They're affordable on any budget, and their prices are lower than any major retailer out there, all while giving you top-notch quality work, no matter if your home is a trailer, apartment, or a mansion. These guys at Affordable Home Tech can do it all. So go to AffordableHomeTech.com. That's www.affordablehometech. Three words, people. AffordableHomeTech.com to find out more. And you know that just for being a part of the loyal following, you're going to get a great deal. For the YourWorldMyViews.com listeners, just go to the website and put in the code YWMV to get 10% off of your flat panel TV installation. For premium wall mounting installations, you'll also get 10% off and you'll get a free wall mount bracket for your TV installation. Remember, you put a lot of money into your man cave, movie, or family room. So why trust the installation of your high-end electronics to anyone but the best? AffordableHomeTech.com.
On an all-new I Escaped Real Prison Break. Lansing Correctional Facility, February 2006. John Maynard is serving life, but when his secret love affair with a prison dog trainer leads to his escape, police launch a full-scale investigation and discover she helped plan the breakout. Now the outlaw couple is living life on the run, but as the marshals close in, he was not about to return to jail.
You just have this pit in your stomach.
I Escaped Real Prison Break. All new Tuesday at 10, only on Investigation Discovery.
I brought champagne.
Wow, best in the world.
Oikos, Greek yogurt from Dannon.
So creamy, thick, and fresh tasting. Dannon Oikos berry flavors beat Chobani 2-1 in a national taste test.
Mm. This may be the best in the world.
Oikos Greek yogurt.
The best kind of panty liner is the kind you can forget about completely. Introducing the new Active Fresh liner from Carefree. So thin, so absorbent, so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing a liner. New Active Fresh from Carefree. Wonderfully forgettable.
It's new from Trojan Vibrations.
I'm so excited it's here.
What's that?
It's my new Trojan Vibrating Twister.
I heard Trojan's the one that's so much better to blow your hair back.
Yep, this is it. And I hear people are loving it.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
We're great.
We couldn't be better.
Well, I guess what they're saying about the new Trojan Vibrating Twister is true.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's the latest in the line from Trojan Vibrations. The personal massagers that are so good, they'll blow your hair back with a twistable design that gives you 3 pulse patterns, 4 unique positions, and 5 speeds. Want to hear what women are saying about the Vibrating Twister? Go to TrojanVibrations.com.
Trojan Vibrating Twister made me feel amazing. Fantastic.
We got pretty hot.
there.
The vibrating twister is only available at TrojanVibrations.com with free discreet shipping. Also, check out Vibrating Pulse, a powerful, precise massager with three speeds and three pulse patterns. Order now at TrojanVibrations.com. Millions of women worldwide love Bare Minerals.
This is smooth, it's nice, and it covers. I like that.
Only Bare Minerals looks like beautiful bare skin, while it covers whatever you want it to. And now you can get our latest kit with our totally new, totally spill-proof Click Lock Go Foundation. For over 75% off retail, our new kit comes with Bare Minerals Foundation in the shade that's just right for you. Warmth for a healthy glow. Mineral Veil, the ultimate finishing touch. And Bare Minerals Flawless Application Brush. Call now and get three full-size gifts worth $57.95 free. Purchased separately, you'd spend over $120. Our original Get Started Kit was a great deal at two payments of $29.99. But now you can get all this for just one payment of $29.99. Save over $90 and get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 1-800-232-2396. Ask how you can receive this handy compact. Call 1-800-232-2396 now.
Stalker Terror.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor, and this is Your World, My Views. And we are talking about, right now, we've been talking about a lot. Talking about racism in sports. We've been talking about fat people. As the last show, we were talking about fat people, and everybody knows that today's show, we're going to be talking about this idea of a reformed hoe. There's reformed hoes there. We're going to talk about what it is that makes a person a reformed hoe, and if the hoes can actually be reformed, or is that a misnomer? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to try to find out what is your definition of a hoe before we even get there. Then we're going to try to find out, what do you think can make a woman who is a stripper, or do you think that someone can make a woman who says she was a stripper, because people like to call strippers hoes. Can you wife one of them and make them happy? Because you see a lot of these celebrities get these strippers and try to wife them, and it usually don't work out very well for them. Then we got to talk about porn stars. Is there a difference between porn stars and strippers? And can you make a relationship work with either? We're going to find out if you would consider a woman or a man with multiple kids by multiple people a hoe. We're going to try to find out if you're dating a reformed hoe, would you want to know about that person's past, or would you rather be in the dark? Then we're going to try to find out, why are man whores treated differently than female whores, and is it fair? So we're trying to find out the titles of these people. Trying to find out how they got the titles, because we want to know what a hoe is. And before I answer any of y'all phone calls, I'm going to give y'all what my thoughts about what a hoe is. I'm a hoe. Why do I call myself a hoe? Well, my thoughts of what a hoe was when I was growing up is mean sometimes I just don't discriminate in who I fuck. I have been caught slipping every now and again. When you can look back and say, I have fucked somebody and not too proud of fucking that person, you're probably a hoe. If you can look back on a night and say, I got caught slipping, you're probably a hoe. Because if you wasn't a hoe, you wouldn't get caught slipping. It's like, if I've only killed one person in my life, am I a killer? If I've only robbed one person, am I a thief? Yes. You are that title. You might be reformed, which is what the show's about. But in my opinion, if you've done hoe activities to more than one person, you're a hoe. Hoe activities, you know, you've been filmed fucking more than one nigga, you know, suck more than one dick. Use a hoe. It's just, it is what it is. But that's just my opinion, my thoughts. But I want to get you guys' thoughts on what is a hoe. And also, all the topics that we brought up earlier, you still can bring them up at any time. You guys know how I am. I haven't talked to this girl in a long time. Let me go bring in my girl, Fenton, from 252. What's up, girl?
Hi. I was with everything you were saying, I was like, maybe I need to call back on another show. I was like,
why was you thinking
intro,
that?
I was like, maybe I need to slide out.
We're trying to find out. And you are in the religious game, so actually you are a great person to talk about.
Oh, really?
Because when I talk about reform hoes, have you ever noticed that men preachers are able to get up in front of their pulpit every Sunday and literally talk about their whole reformation project?
Okay.
You like that, don't you? You like that. You need it. But they do. Think about it. They do it, and nobody bats an eye. I remember growing up listening to men saying, I used to be a pimp. I used to have women all on my arms before I found the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody bats an eye.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a reformed hoe, but no woman says, I don't want to be with him anymore. Why do you think that this man is able to tout his sexual exploits and no one says a word?
Because there's a double standard for men and women. There always has been. Even in the biblical days, there was a double standard for men. Men had wives and concubines and all that kind of stuff, and women were expected to be chaste and to be virgins until they got married and be with one man. So there's always been a double standard for men, and it's almost expected that men, you know, go out and sow their wild oats and go out and have multiple partners and do all that kind of thing. And it's accepted greatly and even kind of rewarded, you know. And so it's a different standard. And it's just the world we live in, and it's just the way that it is, and I think it will always be that way.
You know what's funny? I always say this to people, I bet you've never heard it. Well, hell, most of the stuff I say, most people never heard it. They say, oh, I have never heard it put that way.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you notice in the Bible, it always talks about how Mary was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it never says Joseph was a virgin.
No, it didn't.
Why is it that this woman and her virginity is touted, yet Joseph was never called a virgin, but he's still called a strong man as well, a man of God?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they not want Jesus to be born to a pair of virgins?
Well, we don't know really that Joseph wasn't, but it never said that it was. But it was definitely, you know, because Jesus had to come. You know, he couldn't come through a woman that had been with a man. You know, we can understand that, the deity and stuff like that. I mean, I understand all that, but it's just a different thing. Like I said,
is the virginity of a man has never been touted in the Bible. Read through it. The virginity of a man has never been touted.
No, and not until in the New Testament when they tell you, you know, that you should save yourself for each other. But in the Old Testament, definitely it wasn't. And actually, you know, people had multiple wives and all of that. And so, you know, a lot of people will use that for their excuse today. I mean, I literally heard somebody say, well, I'm trying to do like the Bible said do. You know, I'm trying to do all this and all that. You know, people use excuses for their behavior.
Oh, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. That's what guys always say.
Excuses,
the Bible says
I'm
supposed to do it.
Yeah, right. But so, you know, I just think, like you said, you know, it's pretty much that it's a double standard for men, and that's just something we have to learn to accept and live with, you know. I think people set their own standards, though. I think if a man decides that he doesn't want to be that kind of man, he doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now, I will say this. That used to be the thought. I think now these women are as big a holes as men, meaning I think these women have no problem because, again, we in the black community, a white woman at least feels a little bad when she has multiple kids by multiple men.
Mm-hmm.
Black women don't. Why do you think that that is something that literally doesn't bother a black woman? And I remember telling a black woman that I'm not interested in a woman with kids, and she went off on me like I was from Mars.
Well, let me say this. There seems to be, and this is purely from a black female standpoint, and we get information and, you know, live lives that, you know, nobody else can live, just like black men live a life that, you know, black women can't fully understand. None of us can fully 100% understand another person's life. But this is what I've always been taught, and this is what I have seen, even though I haven't spoken with anybody individually. I don't think it's that black women are having more sex with more multiple partners than
I don't believe
women.
They are. I never said that. I don't think they are. I'm saying
I think they're getting pregnant, and I think that black women, as a rule, don't get protected from pregnancy as early as white girls do. It's not offered them. White girls, from the time they're old enough to kind of know what sex is, their parents are pulling them aside, having that conversation, and making sure that they have what is necessary to keep from getting pregnant. White women are also a little bit more apt to do something, to terminate a pregnancy than black women are because...
Well, the percentages show that black women have abortions at a higher rate.
Well, they probably get pregnant more. If they do, it's probably because they get pregnant more because I never understood women who have every opportunity and access to birth control and are too lazy and trifling to even, you know, go and take part and get it, even when it's free. It's like the young lady who was talking to you earlier saying she saw a girl, you know, had to be 21 or less who had three babies. I'm like, you know, the first baby, okay, you know, but you have access to free birth control and you're too trifling to even attempt not to have some more children and bring them into this world that you can't take care of and nobody else can take care of and, you know, you're going to put on the government who's trying to get out of taking care of them too. You know, so I don't know. I think that black women just tend not to, they tend not to really be ones that, you know, care about having children. And then having children out of wedlock is no longer a stigma.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. That was one of the things that when we talk about this idea of the reformed hoes, white women, when they in college, I went to college with more white women. There were
Me
more
too.
White women on my campus than black people. And them white girls was, they was nasty. Them white
girls.
Yeah,
they
was,
loose. They wild. Boy,
I would suck everybody's penis at the keg party and be like, yeah, Bobby, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, and then the next 3 years, she'd be married to somebody. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because in the black community, we so quick to call a woman a hoe. We so quick to disrespect a woman for her past. Yet white men accept a white woman for her past.
They
overlook
do.
It.
They do.
Why do you think black men are so disrespectful towards black women? Again, you don't hear white men running around on their songs calling women hoes like we do.
Well, number one, like I said, those black white girls who were in school, I was in school with them too. I went to school in Chapel Hill, so I went to school with a lot of white people.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, we used to party up there. Georgia Tech used to come up there. We losing basketball.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
Yeah, go Heels. But the thing about it is they tend not to – really, until you get pregnant or until you have that, you know, child, really nobody knows really what you're doing. I mean, it's just
Thank
rumor.
Thank you.
It's really rumor. You know, it's not that so many of the women have been so good. It's that so many of the women, God just blessed them that they didn't bring forth a child that just was the evidence of what they had been doing. I mean, that is the evidence of, you know, you could maybe have sex one time and get pregnant. I know people who've done that. You know, you don't have to be a hoe, but everybody know you did something.
Yeah, you're right. And it's the thing, like, you remember when we used to be in church when everybody would turn their head to see the girl who walking in pregnant, but nobody would look at the man that got her pregnant because they didn't know who did it?
Right.
Because he didn't have no signs of he got somebody
That's right.
pregnant.
That's right. So I think that, you know, it's just a double standard, and I think that, you know, it's pretty bad, but it's kind of like, I guess, what's going on with the politics, you know. You can do whatever you want to do, just don't get caught. And, when you get caught, I don't know nothing about it, and I don't have nothing to do with you, you know. We no longer friends. So I think that, you know, it's just too... In our society or in the black culture, this is a new thing. It came out with the rap music.
Don't you think we're over-sexualized in the black community? Just listen to V103 for one day. One day.
I think that our music is hyper-sexualized. I mean, listen to Prince and the Isley Brothers, you know, Between the Sheets. And that wasn't nothing no more sexual than that, but it had something along with it. And like I was telling the young kids now, I said, you know what, you guys – You know, they said, well, y'all used to sing In Between the Sheets. I said, but, yeah, at least we made it to the sheets and In Between the Sheets. Now y'all don't even try to make it to a bed. It's just like, you know, just in
on
the
car,
trunk,
in the street,
trunk,
at the club.
In the trunk, you know, behind it, in the the trunk behind the house, you know, whatever. I said, you know, it's just like, just as all I want to do is just have a reaction, have a climax, whatever, and then I'm through with it. It's really not about a relationship. It's
you know
really
what? All of our music has always been hypersexual, though. If you think about it, even back then.
Yeah, it was.
When even back then, when they were having to make those songs, it was nasty for the time period. Prince was nasty for the time period.
Oh, I remember when Prince came out. My God.
Exactly. We like saying things that are sexually provocative in the black community. And then I remember when somebody played me that old song from like 1920s from that black woman who she was talking about fucking her and all this stuff. And I said, wow, in 1920 they were saying stuff like this?
And sex ain't new. Sex started with Adam and Eve.
Yes, but you know what? Here's the problem. I think black women have, for some reason, somewhere in societal culture as a whole, were only being viewed as concubines. White women were at least placed on pedestals to where you wanted to marry one.
Well, it was basically slavery did some of that for us. It sexualized black women and objectified black women. I remember when I was in, as being a black woman, I remember when I was in Carolina, you know, there were some white guys that wanted to take me out, and I refused to date them, and they were like, telling the brothers, you know, the black guys, what's wrong with her? Why she won't date? Because I was like this, and this is what I told them. And I knew this even at 18 and 19.
You're not trying to be their experiment?
I said, I'm not trying to be their experiment, and I'm not, when the alumni come on the weekends to the football game, they're not going to be with Muffy and Buffy and Jody and all them in front of their parents, and then going to be trying to, you know, take me out on, you know, when the parents aren't around. I just wasn't going to have that. I wasn't going to have that. So I think we're objectified. I think we're experiment. I think that people liked, you know, I think black men, are definitely hypersexualized. I mean, you know all the stereotypes that you all have, which are to a great degree true, but still it's stereotypical. And I think that, you know, like you were talking about earlier, I think black women are the most angry and hurt people, I think, on the earth.
How do you think we'll ever get past it if, like, again, I get attacked by literally what I post online and I get physical threats?
Because we're angry and we're hurt. Do you know, I was just watching a panel on the Word Network last night with black female preachers, and they were talking about how we are the least likely to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that something about that recently, too. And we are also considered the least desirable people on the earth. We really are. Black men are up there. White men are number one. Black men probably are number two. And white women. You know, it's like our black men don't choose us. We're angry about that. And you know what else we're not only angry about that? If you get to the bottom of it, we're hurt. I have to say this as a black woman. You always wonder if a black man is going to choose you or somebody else, not any particular black man, but a lot of us are single because the black men don't want us. They really don't. I mean,
And I tell people all the time, have you noticed? It's like I said this once. I said this on the last show, and I'll see what you think about this. I said the reason why black women are complaining why they can't match, they usually end up with a nigga that ain't shit or he gay. I said, because you've become so masculine, that's the only man willing to deal with you. No man that has his own shit together would be with a woman who's that masculine. That's why they go to women that like being women. Black women do not like being women. If they get with a man, they will still try. This girl was telling me how she was trying to tell her man what he needs to do to be ambitious. And I told her, I said, hold on. You ain't his mama.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes because we really are feeling inadequate. We really do. We really feel like we overdo because we're not secure that we're going to be able to. I mean, I'm saying some real stuff. We're not secure that we're going to be able to keep our man. We're not. You know, because we try, I think, overdo because we try to make everything so right and we overdo it because really we're hurt and we're angry and we don't understand why we're not desirable. We don't understand why.
But
somebody
but it's
look
easy.
At every
I
other
can
race.
Easily explain it, but they don't want to hear it. I said it's easily explainable. When you got a weave, wig, and perm in your hair every damn day, and you don't even want the whole world to see what your regular hair look like, You don't even like yourself. Have you noticed the black man has become able to be the black man? Look at black men on commercials. Niggas don't have Jerry curls and dukes. They got regular nappy hair.
But you know what? Our black men don't like our nappy hair. Some
That's
of them
not
don't.
True. Black men, I have black men call on the show all the time. We cannot stand that stuff. It's
that
not
we,
even practical, but women
don't
like it out. Women
they
don't
like
get
it.
Perms and wigs for us. They get it for other women. Black women try to impress other black women.
Sure.
They don't give a shit about other black men.
And that's true. And women do that. We dress for other women. We dress for the girl
yep.
and say, oh, that's some cute shoes, girl. Where you getting them from? Really
when
do.
I had all those black men talking about why they don't like weave, do you know them black women didn't take notes and say, oh, they don't like it. We don't have to spend billions of dollars anymore with it. Uh-uh. They got mad.
And guess what they're doing up in our way? They breaking in. Somebody just stole $100,000 worth of weave. Have you heard about these? About how they are robbing
oh
all these places?
Oh, my God. You,
oh, yeah. No.
Weave is that popular that somebody broke in and stole it?
Let me tell you something. They stole $100,000 because let me tell you what they're doing now. They are true. The weave hair now is so expensive where you could get it for like $20. If you get any, or maybe $30, $40. If you get any quality now, you're paying $100 and some, $150, $160, $170 for a pack of hair, and they broke in up here in Virginia Beach, not too far from me, and stole $100,000. You should have seen it on the news. People,
oh, my
black women breaking in. It was a ring of women because they're going to be able to sell that stuff. And then the stuff is no good. Some of it's dog hair. Some of it's not real. Some of it is taking our real hair out of our hair. I'm not putting down weaves because, you know, a good weave job, if it looks good on you, sister, and that's what you want, that's fine. But I'm just saying that most men say they don't like braids. That most of them don't. They don't like fake stuff. They don't. Men don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's like breast implants. Breast implants is fine if you only had an A cup or your breasts look horrible, then I'll deal with the fake breasts. But if you got nice breasts, a man would rather have natural ones than ones that aren't. Because
yeah.
they do different shit. It's the same. I'd rather have natural hair, your hair growing out of your scalp, than some hair that you done glued in. I can't put my hand through your head. I don't understand at all why any woman, and that's so when you said that, I kept saying, no, I remember in the show, guys called in and was saying they don't like it, and the women was cussing them out for saying they don't like it.
That's
the problem with black
that's
women.
What we
Have
need
you noticed that white
ourselves.
Women will listen? White women will listen to the men say what they don't like. Black
because
women won't.
Do you know hair is such a thing with black women? You can have a whole show on just black women and black women.
Oh, I did, and they was pissed off.
You can't. Because, it, I mean, Chris Rock did. It's a whole, we got a whole love-hate relationship with our hair.
That's what
we
I'm
really
saying.
Do.
So it's hard for you to be a desired people when you don't even like the natural things about yourself.
And you know what, though? I think we didn't used to be that way. You know, women were wearing the naturals in the 60s and 70s. I think we've evolved.
And you remember how many white men used to love people like Pam Grier? Them white men found all them black women attractive. Them women, you remember Grace Jones was considered
yes.
by white people one of the sexiest women in the world?
She
but black
bald.
People
she
made
bald.
Fun of her because she was black as hell and looked like a man. Remember, it wasn't white people made fun of her.
No,
Me.
The European men and all of them liked her. But the thing about us is that what we do is when we see black men gravitating toward white women, toward Latin women, toward Asian women. The first thing we look at, okay, well, they've got, you know, body parts the same thing as we've got. What is it that makes them different? It's got to be their skin, their eyes, and their hair. So we bleach our skin, we put in contacts, and we weave our hair. Because ultimately, we feel like we can probably do everything else that the woman can do, but we can't compete like that, and I'm
yeah,
telling
but they
you.
Don't compete with the attitude. Have you noticed that most black women say, the reason y'all with them white women, they don't say because they got long string of hair. What do black women say the reason black man choose a white woman? Because they do whatever y'all tell them to do. So wait a minute, you want to compete with the hair? Again, I get what you're doing, and I like the fact that you're trying to, I mean, this is called deduction, what you're doing. You're trying
yeah.
to figure out things why. And what I do is I come behind you like an a-hole and tell you, well, it can't
okay.
be that.
It's okay.
I know. I know, but what I'm saying is it can't be that because if they really wanted to compete, they would compete with the thing that they complain about, which is being nice. But they
well,
won't
it
do that.
It is that. It is that. We feel bad about it, and that's how we show, that's how we mask our feelings about what we feel insecure about and our competition and what we feel we can't compete about is that, you know, a lot of times anger and all that harshness is just masking people's pain and insecurity. I'm telling you. I'm
but
telling
then,
you as a
you
black
know,
woman.
At Chapel Hill, there was a lot of the black girls who would date white boys, especially.
Sure
now, didn't they act completely different? The ones who the white boys would actually date, them black girls wasn't walking around shaking their head, talking about nigga, please. They acted like white girls, did they not?
Yes, they did. Exactly.
So this is what
that's
I always
true.
Find funny. Every time you date a white man, you know you can't bring him that bullshit you bring black men.
No. Well, you know what? They're not even used to that. So when you snap them up and do all that neck stuff to them, they're going to be scared. They're going to be like,
yeah, he's going to leave. He's going to say, I know. I was with a chick one night, and I got so scared. She was, like, yelling and crying, and she wouldn't hear a word I was saying. I walked out of her house. She didn't even know I had left.
She was going off like that, huh?
Yes, I was scared, but I was scared for my life. I had never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
I said, something's going to go wrong. And especially since, like, okay, if you think about, like, last night I was watching TV. There was this man, and it's a sad story. Mm-hmm. There's this man who was found dead 3 days later in his apartment by
mm-hmm.
this girl who was a fucking psycho, basically.
Yes,
he broke up with her. She killed this man.
I saw that.
Slit. You saw that?
I saw that, yeah.
You know how sick this is?
Mm-hmm.
She was mad that he broke, and she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, but women are insecure. Let me tell you something. Beauty has nothing to do with security.
Like that the black beauty queen, you remember the black beauty queen in Savannah that shot her man in the ass and killed him?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, beauty
the
has
nothing to do. The craziest girls are the prettiest ones.
With security, because it's not about what other people say about you, it's what you really think about yourself. You
think
know,
about it. Halle Berry is a nut.
I've heard.
And she's beautiful. I will tell you, one, most of the mixed girls are nuts. Last night at my party, one of the mixed girls was just acting a damn fool. And I remember Miss Mo told me, because they don't know where they fit in.
They have a hard time with their identity. And you know what? It's not just their identity. They're not really accepted by other people because the black people don't like them because they're jealous of them. They're pretty, and they say, you ain't black. And the white people, you know, you are black. And so
yeah, white people won't accept them.
Right. And I used to say that about Mariah Carey a lot, who I really love. God bless you, Mariah, if you ever hear this. But I used to say, remember when she used to do her video, she would do like a urban black one and a white video for the same song? Do you remember that?
Yeah, like when she did Breakdown. She did two different.
She did every video just about one that was more geared toward, you know, what you traditionally call black, and one was, she even had one where she was with a white guy who was her love interest, a Latin, and then she was with a black guy. And, you know, and I always said, I said, well, you know, that was to embrace the two parts of her, you know, and she finally
well,
got
you know,
over
it was
there.
Also, I'll explain this to you, too, and she tries to say that. She tries to come out and say it now. What it was when she was married to Tommy Mottola,
mm-hmm.
who was a white Italian.
Italian guy, yeah.
You know,
we know him.
He didn't, have you know, you remember the videos like when she did Dream Lover, Come
mm-hmm.
Rescue,
mm-hmm.
that song? Go back and look at a lot of her videos. Her videos, they made her look like a straight white girl, and they would never have her around the black dudes. And they got one video where she was actually out in a where they had black people out in the field dressed up like literally like slaves dancing around in the field, but she was never out there with them. They
yes.
wanted to make her look white.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, wow, black people don't even see this, but we too stupid to care. We too stupid to even notice. Go back and look at that video. She's dressed up like, what is the girl from Dukes of Hazzard, Daisy Duke?
She got shorts on, uh-huh, and she got a plaid shirt on with
yes.
braids
and the black people are out in the field amongst the daisies and the cotton dancing.
Mm-hmm. I remember it.
I
never
was like, oh my
that.
God, this is extra racist, and no black people were bothered by it. But Tommy Mottola was smart. He's like, if I'm marrying this girl, I want her to be as white as possible because I don't want to be with a black chick.
And that's odd because Italian men usually like black women. They don't really care.
Well, they like them when they mix. That's what he liked her when she was mixed. That was sexy to them. And it's funny when you look at, they like sleeping with black women, but they're not marrying them.
Except for Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I mean, you can find one of anything. You can't find a bunch of them. You can find one of them. But because they had certain standards. Like, they love having, you're right, they love having sex with black women. But they always said if you bring one or you marry one, then it's going to fuck up the family bloodlines. You don't ever want to do that.
Yeah. So, see, that's what, and that's another thing women are dealing with. Well, you know, black women are dealing with, yeah, I'm attractive. I'm good enough to get in bed. You can't get enough, but you know, you can't marry me. Look at Basketball Wives, which there's one wife, maybe one or two wives out of all of them. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to them. You know, they've done a great thing with their franchise and all of that. You know, people love it, and I think find it entertaining, too. And God bless the girls that are up there, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, that's our problem. And
but, Finn, it's because they're hoes, though. Black women don't have – I remember Miss Mo pointed out something to me, and I didn't notice it. She said, if you notice how the black girls act around Terrell Owens, because she watched his show, and I don't.
I don't.
She
either.
Said, the black girls – act different than the one white girl who was on the show, and the white girl was nothing but a waitress, yet she still refused to let him play her like a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking, I said, that is true. These black girls are running around, don't mind being superhead. Look at Lauren London. I always bring up Lauren London because I'm shocked. Lauren London is
pregnant
a beautiful
now.
Woman. She let this fool knock her up.
And she's pregnant now by the dream.
Oh, my God. See?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
They were talking about the 6 degrees of separation, that Nivea has a baby by Wayne. She married the Dream and had children by him. He broke up with her and married Christina Milian. Now he's with Lauren London, and she's pregnant by the Dream, who also had a baby by Wayne. So, you
hold
know,
on, but
yeah.
Do you notice how Christina Milian, who ain't black, notice how she was able to walk out of that relationship with no damn babies?
She's had a child.
She do?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know. Well, then she that shit. That's the black side of her coming out.
But she,
I always
said
this. Have you noticed how them white girls go from relationship to relationship, but they don't come out with baby after baby?
No, because they don't do that stuff.
Why are these black celebrities, women who got careers, they doing it? They literally, you look at Fantasia, she doing it. You look at Nia Long, she doing it. You look at Erykah Badu, she doing it. You keep naming all these black women that you think would be classy, and they still fucking and getting babies. But even you look at nasty-ass women who are going to be in the Playboy this year, what is her
Lohan.
Name, the white girl who been in jail?
Lohan.
Yes, she ain't got no kids. She full of crack and ain't got no kids.
Nope. Well, she got, well, one thing, she was with a woman for a while, but, you know, hey. She
but you didn't hear what I'm saying. I mean, these black women, they're
even
supposed
Kim
to be the classy women.
Even Kim Kardashian.
Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill was supposed to be the classy woman. Jill Scott was supposed to be the classy woman. They still getting babies.
Kim Kardashian doesn't have any.
Thank you. White, Kim Kardashian done slept with every dick in Hollywood. She has no child.
Because they, you know what, that's their priority. Their priority is not to have babies. You know, you got to make that a priority, you know. That needs to be a woman's priority, is not to bring a child into the world outside of a certain kind of relationship. But that's got to be something that's in you. I mean, that's
but
something
that's,
that you
but
have
that's
to
that's
determine.
What it goes back to. It's like you said it earlier, and I love the way you said it. You said, if you have no child, then you can rewrite your history.
Yeah, sure you can.
If you're just a woman and you meet me at the club, you have no kids, you 35, you can literally say, I ain't never had sex with nobody. I would have to believe it if I didn't see it.
Yeah, you could. You could really.
You got
say
a baby,
it.
You got to at least admit to one dick.
Yeah, at least. And most people feel if it's been one, it's been more. But the thing about it is you were talking about reforming hoes, which I'll let you define. I believe anybody can be reformed of anything. I just do.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, coming from a religious point, then I'll go to another phone call. That's why I wanted to get with you.
Okay.
You know, religious people always say that, you know, God cleansed me, my old man is gone, I'm washed new, I'm a changed person. But those same religious people who will say God forgives them of anything will turn around and say things like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
No, that's not true.
Exactly. But why do you think women – but literally, you don't hear white women saying that dumbass line either. Most of the things that black women say hurt them. That's why they're on the bottom of the totem pole, because of the way they speak. It's not what they do. It's not more of what they do. It's the things that they do too, but it's more of how you speak, because the words that come out of your mouth make people step back. You know what I mean? Like if a white dude came up and said something racist, he might not be racist, but if you heard that statement, you step back and think, oh, my God, he's racist, right?
Right, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart and the mouth speaketh. So most of the time, whatever is really in you, when you say it, it's really something you really, really deep down and you kind of think. And I know we say some things, but I feel like anybody can be reformed of anything.
I'm with you.
If it wasn't so, then, you know, there's no such thing as redemption and Christianity and salvation, because
Thank
that
you.
Whole thing is about change.
Thank you. And I tell people that all the time. I'll tell these Christian women, how can you give the advice to a woman who's married when they'll say, and I'm sure you've heard it in your Christian church, when a woman will say, my husband cheated on me, and instead of them giving what the Bible answer should be, because black women don't know how to give that answer. Have you noticed black women struggle with the idea of the Bible ask them to be submissive, so they'll skip a lot of that stuff in the Bible about the submissiveness, or you'll hear black women say this, well, when I find a man that's worthy of being submissive to, then I'll do it. Well, if your idea of worthy, since worthy has no definition, you don't ever have to give it up to a man, right?
Well, the worthiness of submitting to your husband is the day you say, I do. The day you
Thank
said,
you.
I do, he became worthy of submission.
Thank you. You can't sit up here and invite a man into your life but still critique him as if he's not worthy. Then you don't need to be with him.
Yeah, you shouldn't have chosen him to marry if he wasn't worthy of you doing everything that the Bible says that you should do as a wife. Same thing as a husband. If she's not worthy of everything that the Bible says you should do for her as a woman and a wife, if you've still got some kind of, you know, feelings that she's not worthy of it or that you can't do it, then you just need to kind of wait a while or maybe not be with that person. So I think that, you know, submission is hard. I think it's not in us. None of the things that the Bible tells us to do is really in us. It's something that we have to ask God for the grace to do, and we have to practice it and be willing to have a heart willing to do it, and then God will give us the grace.
So why do you think white women have more of a problem and easier, and especially, I tell you what, Japanese women.
Yeah, it's that culture, too.
Submission is easy.
That's their culture. That's been in their culture for years. It hasn't not been. I don't know where we lost it in Africa, because I think African women are very submissive to their men.
Yes, they are. I've dated a few of them, and them girls was. I dated an African chick. I told her I was coming by her house at 4 in the morning. I got to her house. She had got them to start cooking. I said, what is wrong with you? She said, you were coming by, and I wanted you to have something to eat.
Yeah. African women, so I don't know whether we lost it in slavery where we were separated and women had to start, you know, our men were being killed and we had to start, you know, getting on our own and doing things. I don't know whether we lost it there. I don't know where we lost it, but we lost it somewhere. Not all women, but, you know, I'm just saying in generalities. We lost it somewhere, and I don't think that it's something that we can't return to, and I don't think that all women have that problem. I just think you just have to be careful about who you get involved with, and I think you have to have somebody who's willing, you know, and discuss that. This is what I expect in my relationship. This is what I need. This is what I want in my relationship. And I think that, you know, you'll find that there are some black women who are willing to be submissive and know how. It's not easy for us because it's not, I don't think it's natural in anybody to really be submitted to somebody else, to fully trust and let somebody take the reins of your life. But then submission doesn't mean that you just let them walk all over you. It means
exactly
that
submission doesn't mean you isn't a rug,
right?
And I don't like when them brothers start saying that either, because if a brother run around talking about some, well, the Bible say these women supposed to be doing this. Hold on, brother, the Bible say you supposed to be doing something too, and if you ain't doing that, then you don't need to ask for what you just asked for.
And
am I right?
Submit one to another. So what it means is that basically, you know, you let that person take the lead. You know, you discuss things, and then, you know, decision, you let them make the decision in the end, and, you know, you seek that person to be the one that is runs the household and pretty much that, you know, you listen to, but it doesn't mean that you don't bring your own ideas and thoughts and, you know, experiences to the, you know, up to the plate. It just means that, you know how to let that man be the man that he is. And I think if you let men who are really great men be leaders, I think they become better at it.
Thank you. And that's why a lot of black men, if you notice, when they will leave the side of a black woman, is because they'll realize, I'm being more stifled by this woman. I'm in competition with this woman. I'm never allowed to be the star. Even when you look at what Deion Sanders said of why he submitted for divorce. Do you know what Deion Sanders said? He said, I married this woman to be a wife, not for her to be no damn television star. She tried to get on the Football Wives or whatever it was, and he got mad. He was like, wait a minute, I'm Deion Sanders, I'm the star of the family, why are you trying to go out and be a reality show star?
And then she needs to realize too what she's dealing with Deion, because he's got a pretty big ego. And sometimes you have to know your man too. Sometimes, you know, you got to just know.
But black women like competing with their man, though. You don't see white women trying to be as big a star of the star they marry. He's a star. You just a regular chick. You never saw Tiger Woods' wife out there interviewing every week.
You never saw her at all.
And thank you. Think about all of these. But then watch again. When them black girls marry them white powerful men, you don't hear from their ass either because they stay in the background.
You sure don't? I didn't know that Wolfgang Puck's wife was a black woman.
A lot of them found that out.
She's got her own clothing line or jewelry line or something. But, when you marry them, you better sit up. You better get back or you don't have no husband.
Exactly, because the white men don't want to be competed with like that. I am the man, and the woman enjoys being the woman. But
when
in
you
these
got
black
a man,
relationships, look at all these women who are with these celebrities, and the next thing you know, these women try to make something off that man's celebrity. That girl who just got a baby with Lil Wayne, she trying to be on a reality show. All of this stuff, everybody's trying to be out there. That's why I love that tiny woman, that tiny with T.I.
Yeah.
She was a star before T.I. was.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she went to
the
background after he became a star, and she only ever showed her face every time he went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
When he come out of jail, he go right back to being the man of that family.
And you know what? I think that's a real relationship, too.
Yep.
I think so.
She go right past. They be talking about he cheating and everything. She don't come out and say nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's
what you have to do. She ain't getting him told in the media, shaking her neck. But you know what that is, and I hate to say it, is because one, she had both her parents in her life, and two, she got a white mama.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to learn how to submit, and you have to learn how. And when God blesses you with a man that's in the forefront and has got money and power and fame, you know, sit back and enjoy that if you can, you know.
But think about how she lifted this brother up. She made him who he was. She was there to say, hey, brother, I got some money. I'll help you put your demo out. I got some money. I'll help try to put you on. Then got him on and didn't take no credit for it.
And didn't try to emasculate him or nothing.
No, not once. How many black women you know that don't run around and do the whole thing, the waiting to exhale, I made you what you are today.
Uh-huh. And you know what? And I tell you what, and she got a lot of respect for that because people didn't know. They knew her from Escape, but, you know, they didn't really know it like that. But Tiny has a lot of respect, even with the things that she and T.I. have been going through. A lot of people have a lot of respect for that
woman. But look at how most black women make fun of her. She looked like Miss Piggy. I mean, even people like me, because I didn't know the history, I thought that she was riding on his coattails.
Mm-mm.
And then Ms. Mo had to tell me, no, this girl was in Escape. No, this girl was the only one of them out of the group that actually made money by writing songs for other people and then invested her money and literally was a millionaire when she was messing with this dude. I was like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
She said they still live in the house today that she bought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this woman did not go out there and act a fool like that, did not go out there and want to be in the forefront, made people like me think, well, the man must be. But it reminded me of when I dated this white girl, and we went on a date, and I didn't have no money because I was a broke college student. Do you know this white girl put the money in my back pocket when we was out on a date?
I'm telling you, we got some lessons to learn now when it comes to knowing how to treat a man. We do.
Yeah.
We got some lessons to learn, but, you know, by the grace of God, you know, we can learn how to do that. And it's only going to take him because we got to get rid of some of our own insecurities.
Yes.
When we get rid of some of our own insecurities, then we'll know how to act. A lot of it is insecurity. I'm telling you, when you see these women laying you out, fussing you out. I mean, I'm a black woman. I could get mad with you, too, but I'm not mad about what you say.
I'm with you on that. And, you know, and people are loving the conversation that we have. We need to get you on more often. I'm going to hit you up.
Okay.
To get off the air, because we got to get you on more often where you come on and say something. Because your take is different than mine. Your take is from a spiritual point of view, but you're not so spiritual that your head is stuck in the clouds like you don't live on earth.
Right, because I definitely do every day. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go on and do what you got to do, continue to do it well, and I'll be calling in again.
Thank you so much, Finn. We love when you call, girl.
Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to some more phone calls. I'm telling you, that's the reason I let that call go so long was, one, because you guys were enjoying it, and two, because I was enjoying it. Now, of course, we're talking about reform hoes, and she brought up the idea of, wait a minute, if you're going to be religious, you should be able to believe that everybody can be reformed. So why do you think we do say in the black community, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, and the women always say, once a cheater, always a cheater? Let me go to Teresa from the 727. Teresa, can you answer both those questions for me?
No, actually, I'm calling in, Tommy, because I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, first of all.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And then, now you got to turn that down in the background because I'm hearing myself and I don't like my own voice.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I just lost you. Okay, there you are. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I got to go to your birthday party.
Why didn't you get to come?
I didn't. But now, what was the question again?
Now, I was asking, you know, have you ever heard either of these two sayings? You can't turn a hoe into a housewife or once a cheater, always a cheater. Have you ever heard either one of those?
Yeah, I heard that.
Why do you think people say that? And do you think you think either or both are true?
Well, okay, I'm going to be honest with you because that's how I am. I do believe that you can turn a hoe into a housewife.
Are you a housewife?
No, I'm not a housewife, but I haven't. But you know what?
Are you a hoe?
I'm going to say that I was, not to be funny.
Great answer. You know what? The reason I did this, I just want to see how many people would admit to their past because I said at the beginning, we've all either been, we might not have been a hoe our whole life, but we've done something hoish if we ain't virgins.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't have no children. I take care of my own, but I do enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Through my younger years, yeah, I was out there burning up the rose, hanging out with the homeboys. I am a white girl, and no, I do not like white people, and I will not date a white girl. Not trying to be funny, but I just will not.
Okay, let me ask you, you said you don't have any kids. Why don't you, okay, I got to ask you, because we were just talking about You said you have no children, right?
Uh-huh.
You date black men, right?
I have none.
Okay, if you have date black men, you hang with black people, but you have no kids. Have you ever heard a black woman say to you when you say you don't have no kids, have you ever seen them look at you like they're shocked? Like when you say I have no kids, they'd be like, really?
Anybody that looks at me and, oh, a lot of people. I've had a lot of people, and black and white. I mean, not to be funny, but when I tell people I don't have children, they look at me, well, actually, they tell me I'm smart as hell, first of all. But you know what? I like my freedom.
But that's smart. We were talking about that a minute ago. When I was in college, the white girls like fucking, hell, they like fucking as much or more than the black girls. But the black girls would be the one come up pregnant and screw up their college career.
Right.
The white girls would say, I don't want no kids right now.
Right.
Why is that? Why do you, the white girls were walking around with condoms. The white girl were eating birth control pills like they were Skittles. I never heard a white girl say, oh, I don't take birth controls because it put weight on me. But I hear black girls say it all the time. Are you guys raised to at least be a little more responsible sexually? That's what the caller said before.
I can't say that. At least I wasn't raised that way because actually I'm the black sheep of my family. And I've been the one that has... you know, I've gone down some pretty dark roads, and I've done some things that maybe I'm not too proud of, and, you know, I had to change all that on my own. I now go to college, you know. I ain't had sex in 3 years, and that's fucking killing me.
Wow. Now, that was self-imposed, though, right?
Yeah.
It ain't like you can't get dick, right?
I'm cute now.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So it's self-imposed. So why did you decide to be celibate?
Why? Because I'm into them straight gangsters. You know what I go to clubs, you know, and I mean I'm not trying to be. I like them straight mean, but when they mean to me, no, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I want somebody that's, you know, out there hanging out on the corners, you know, swinging, whatever, because, you know, I've changed my life around a lot. I really have.
But you a little thug in your man,
like
a little mysteriousness in your man, right?
Oh, I love listen, I like them straight thug, baby. Yeah,
but
I do,
smart
but
enough, and this is what I'm saying. Like, I hear, you know what's funny? When I was in college, I used to hear white girls say this all the time. I like messing with the bad boy, but I will never marry him. It's like they knew to have fun with that guy, but they knew not to get trapped by that guy.
Uh-huh.
Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, you like fucking with them, but you were smart enough to know not to let them get you pregnant.
No way. There's no way in hell. No. I don't really want children. Like I said, I like my freedom. I like my freedom, but now, you know, I've changed a lot. You know, I'm telling you, if you would know where I was probably about 7 years ago and where I am today, you would really be amazed. You know, I mean, a lot
right.
of people, my family's amazed me because, like, I had no contact with anybody, and I'm not trying to be smart or anything, but the hood is my favorite place. I love the hood.
No,
and
you know the funny thing is, I'm like you, I guess because I grew up in it. Like, when I go back home, I'm more comfortable there, but then I also look and I realize
yep.
why I'm glad I'm not there anymore. I look at the hood as like a club.
Exactly.
A club is fun to
yeah.
go to, but you wouldn't want that club
you're
to
right.
be going on at your house.
Yep.
You want to go
no,
to and
hell
leave.
No. Exactly. In fact, I decided I was going to, because I miss it so much. I have people there. You know what I'm saying? Those are my people there. And to me, they've been my family for the past 15 years. You know, I'm not saying that it's exactly where I should be going or anything. But listen, people do what they do. And I'm not nobody to judge nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I miss
right.
them, though. I don't care who it is. I miss them. And I've decided, I've been in Florida now for about 7 months. And I feel like, I mean, I love the country, don't get me wrong. But this is real. There ain't no but white people around me. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
okay, well, I got to ask you this. Because we're talking about this whole idea of holes and whatever. Have you noticed that, like, since you hang around a lot of black people, you've got to notice that we talk, as black men, we talk pretty bad about women. Like, we'll call a woman a hoe for any damn thing. We just call them hoes when we're addressing them in normal, everyday talking.
Right.
Don't you think that's
contributing
to... That
ain't gonna be anything they want as long as they don't call me late for dinner.
Don't you think that contributes to the disadvantage that
well,
women are at? Meaning, like, a woman gets judged way more for her activities than a man does.
Yeah, she does. And I think that, you know, I don't believe that that's fair, because it's okay for a man to do this, and this. You know, they get to do whatever they want, but when it comes to a woman, but you know what? A woman is... How can I say this? She's like a vessel. You know what I'm saying? She's supposed to be, you know, how can I say this? Okay, just for an example, a true woman, if she's having children, should be the one that's, you know, setting an example for her children, you
right.
know, especially her little girls. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know, I'm not just going to go, let me tell you something. I like I said, I've been out there and I've had my hoe days. Always
mm-hmm.
wore protection, but I've had my hoe days. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm older, I've chilled out. Because I haven't even dated in over 2 years, 3 years. It's coming up on 3 years. But
mm-hmm.
I've just decided now that I'm a little older and I'm not out there like that no more. That it's time for me to just, you know, find a good man. I want me a nice, tall, Puerto Rican, or like I love a high yellow man, a light skinned brown man, you know.
But that puts me out of running.
I want me a damn basketball player. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Lakers fan, so anybody off the Lakers team would be all right. No, but I just wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
But Jalissa, first off, I love the fact that you were able to play along with me in the last show, and I'm so glad that you called in on this show. And if you really want to show me how much you care, go to yourworldmyviews.com and click on the donate link. Click on it. Buy me a drink. Yeah, click on the donate link. You can buy me
you can
send a dollar. The dollar could be a tip at the bar. You can send $5. You can send $10 for a Long Island. You can even send $100 for a bottle of Moet. But do your civic duty.
All right, well, listen, I ain't that rich now. I go to school. I go to college and stuff. But, Tommy, I really enjoy you. And this is only the second show that I've watched. You know, the first show, I was nervous. And I'm really nervous. So if I was all over the place.
No, you've done great. You got people writing in talking about how great you're doing and how you make sense. Because you do. You make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I just like to keep it 100.
And that's the way we all should be. Listen, that's the way we all should be. And it's funny. And,
yeah.
Teresa, if you stick around for the after show, I'll bring you back in the after show because I'm about to go into a commercial break. But it's funny that Teresa did something that I said white women typically have an easier time doing. Y'all heard me on the show say it a lot of times. I said if a white woman is a hoe or was a hoe, she has no problem saying it. White girls have no problem saying, I was wild in college. They don't. Black girls will get mad if you... Again, y'all remember the girl, Vanessa Blue, the porn star, who got mad at me because I said porn stars are whores. She got mad at me for saying it. Yet, you know, Sarah J comes on the show once a week. She says she's a whore. So the black girl got mad that I call her a whore and she's a porn star and she got movies that say black hoe in South Central, black white poles and black hoes. So wait a minute. The title of your films are called Whores and Hoes and Street Walking Hoes of South Central. But you got mad at me because I tweeted something about a porn star being a hoe. You fuck for a living. What? I don't get it. They pay you to fuck. You don't choose who you fuck. They send them in. But you got mad at me for calling it like it was. I don't know if y'all fans of those shows. Send in the clowns. They send in the dicks. And you take them. They come in your face. Wipe it off and another nigga come in your face. You swallowing it out of cups. But you getting mad at me because I tweeted that you's a hoe? And I didn't even say you personally. Black girl gets mad at me, tries to get other porn stars mad at me because I said something about porn stars and hoes. White girl, who is 5 times more popular than the black girl, says, you're right, I'm a hoe. Y'all hear Sarah J when she come on the show. I don't call her a hoe. She call herself a hoe. Oh, but not these black-ass women. Because no matter what they do, you can't say anything about them. You can catch a black woman fucking 9 niggas in an alley with no condom that she don't know. If you call her a hoe, she will whoop your ass. When you 25 years old with 3 kids by 3 different men, but you get offended that I call you a hoe when your child is 1, 2, and 3. How do you reproduce with 3 niggas in a span of 3 years and not be a hoe? Think about it. You gotta find a nigga, like a nigga, fuck a nigga, and incubate a baby. And you did it 3 times in 3 years, but you not a hoe? What the fuck are you? But a white girl will admit, yes, I got all these kids because I like dick, because I'm a hoe. Black girl, I'm not a hoe. These niggas lied to me. They told me they love me. It's because these niggas ain't shit. Really? The niggas ain't shit, but you are? You can't get fooled by 3 damn niggas the same way? Come on, people. What George Bush say? Fool me once, shame on me. Or fool me twice, you just can't fool me again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a break. And I'll be right back with more of you guys' phone calls. I'm going to get to everybody else on the line. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I'm gonna come back with my man Batman. I'm gonna come back with Kay. I'm gonna come back with Nicole. I'm gonna come back with Jonathan. I'm gonna come back with Greg. I'm gonna come back with everybody that's on the line. So guys, hold on. I'm gonna get to you guys. I'm gonna come back with Pam. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I've been having fun on this show. We're gonna find out about these hoes. We're gonna expose them and find out can they do better for themselves. Cause this is your world.
We'll be back faster than it takes Mel Gibson to ruin a marriage and a career. Your world, my views. Keep it locked.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career. And everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get,
birthday!
I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Your call did not go through.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here, and I want to talk to you about my friends at AffordableHomeTech.com. Now, y'all know what time of the year it is. College football bowl games, the NBA is back, the Super Bowl coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. So you know that the flat-screen HD TVs will be fired up and ready to go. No matter what you spend on these TVs, you better make sure that you can trust the people that install them. That's why I put all of my home entertainment needs in the hands of the fine people at AffordableHomeTech.com. They mount TVs on the wall, install surround sound systems, calibrate the speakers for the best sound possible according to your room's acoustic dimensions, and they have a one-year workmanship guarantee along with being insured and bonded for up to $2 million. They're affordable on any budget, and their prices are lower than any major retailer out there, all while giving you top-notch quality work no matter if your home is a trailer, apartment, or a mansion. These guys at Affordable Home Tech can do it all. So go to AffordableHomeTech.com. That's www.affordablehometech. Three words, people. AffordableHomeTech.com to find out more. And you know that just for being a part of the loyal following, you're going to get a great deal. For the YourWorldMyViews.com listeners, just go to the website and put in the code YWMV to get 10% off of your flat panel TV installation. For premium wall mounting installations, you'll also get 10% off and you'll get a free wall mount bracket for your TV installation. Remember, you put a lot of money into your man cave, movie, or family room. So why trust the installation of your high-end electronics to anyone but the best? AffordableHomeTech.com.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at SunnyD.com.
It's new! It's nice and easy, color blend foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights, now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it. It's fantastic. New, nice and easy, color blend foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for effort.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. This is a sensational Saturday edition, December 10th. It's almost my birthday. Again, for you listeners, I'll see how many of y'all do it. You didn't come to my birthday party. Let's see if you go to yourworldmyviews.com. Click on the link, go and buy me a drink. Y'all say, what do you mean by buy me a drink? Well, if you was at the club last night, you know what you would be doing? You'd have bought me a drink. If you were any kind of friend, you'd have bought me a drink, and the drink would have probably been about $10. Then my man Greg showed up. Greg bought me a nice size drink, and a lot of people showed up. For y'all who didn't show up, go there and see if you can buy. I want to see who bought me a bottle of Mo. Nigga bought me a bottle of Mo last night, and I didn't even drink it. I gave it to the people at the table. That's how good of a dude I am. I gave it to them because I don't drink alcohol like that. I like to say what's up to my girl Tish the Dish, who's watching. Y'all need to check her out. I also like to say what's up to my man, D.L. Hughley. He just sent me a message, said he is watching and he is cracking up. I like it when I can make you laugh. I like it when I can make you laugh. D.L., why you didn't show up at my party last night? You need to call in and tell me why you didn't show up at my party last night, because I'm really disappointed. We're having a good time right now. We're talking about this whole hole into a housewife and stuff like that. And I know that you've all heard it. So what I'm going to ask you guys a question. Because I really want to find out about this reformation of these hoes. And me, I'm not through with my reformation progress. And I think that's a good thing about me. But whatever y'all can say that I say about black women, notice I'm not talking about the black women I know when I'm talking about them. So when people say this, they say, well, you're just bitter. I want y'all to understand something. I can sit in the bed for 24 hours in a day, have food brought to me, have food taken away once I'm finished, be asked, what would you like to drink? Be asked, what would you like for me to do? Be asked, what would you like to have? So think about it. I'm not bitter. When I was with my daughter's mom, even now, sometimes if she act an asshole, if I come over her house, she will. Do you want something to eat? My daughter's mom took my shoes off one day. I'm sitting in the house. She came, took my shoes off, and put it on the stool, the stool thing. I don't even like touching my own feet. I don't have an issue with black women personally. When I was married, all my wife did was cook and suck dick. That was it. Suck a nigga dick and put me to sleep. Go to sleep, nigga, and I went. Wake up and this bitch is cleaning. I didn't want to disturb you. My problem is I started noticing that this was rare. See, when I got back in the dating game, and I never dated these dumbass broads. I would sleep with them, but I never dated these assholes, but I started seeing them. I grew up in the house with one of them. I love my mama to death. My mama was one of these asshole black women who thought they was a black man. My aunts were some of these asshole black women who thought they were black men, who would get in a man's face, who would cuss him out. I don't have that issue now. But I look around and see other women like that, and I'm like, wow, damn, who raised them? I see these women fighting on YouTube, and I think, damn, who raised them? And then I start asking, at what point did being a hoe become a cute thing? And I'm not talking about for men. I'm talking about for men and women. What point did it become a cute thing? Ludacris says he got hoes in different area codes. So Ludacris is touting how many women he fucking. I was listening to a Joe CD, and Joe has a song where he was telling the ladies, keep your head up. No matter how many kids she got, she's still cool and a queen, because of course these niggas did her wrong. For some reason, the black community says black women were talked out of their pussy. They never gave it away willingly. Some man fooled them out of it. So if this is the case, why do we glorify sex so much in the black community? White people love having sex. I remember watching the video, she's my cherry pie. They had the white women with the big breasts and throwing water on them. Gene Simmons, he married basically a video hoe, because she stopped being a hoe. Do y'all understand that white women, you just heard what Teresa said when she called in. White women have the ability to say, I'm going to stop being a hoe. They have the ability to admit they were a hoe. Who is Brad Pitt married to? Or basically in a long-standing relationship with? They just didn't get married. A hoe. She is an admitted hoe. She said herself she was a hoe on 60 Minutes. Think about it. Brad Pitt settled down with a woman that admitted she's a hoe. But she stopped being a hoe and started being a housewife. She started adopting every kid, a kid from each continent. Yeah, I know I'm right, because she got 7 kids and they are 7 continents. Your nigga know a little bit something about geography. She got a child from every continent. She went from being a whole fucking Billy Bob Thornton outside of the VMAs in the back of a limousine, kissing her brother on TV, to just, let me put my past in the past. For all the nasty shit that Angelina Jolie did, do you know what she didn't do? Come up with no strange kids. Did Angelina Jolie come up with some strange kids? No. Why is that? It's easy to wipe away your whoredom if I can get babies with you. You can be a hoe and nobody knows. When I introduce you to my mama, she don't know, because all she sees is this nice, sweet woman in her living room with no kids. Not this nice, sweet woman with 3 kids by 3 different men. Even if you ain't a hoe, my mama, being as who my mama is, my mama judges every woman off her past. My mama told me, I know a hoe when I see one, because I was one. And I like that. My honesty comes from my mother's honesty. Because my mother gets a lot more respect from me, because she don't sugarcoat shit. And she doesn't ask me or her children to. If it was in her past, she did it. Why get mad that somebody said something about it? You shouldn't have done it. That's my mom's word. If you don't like somebody talking about what you did, then maybe you shouldn't have did it. And I think once she told me that as a child, I said, you know what? She got a point. Let me go to some of you guys on the line. I want to hear from a lot of the women first, then I'm coming to some of the guys. Let me go to Nicole from the 708. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How's it going with you?
Everything's going peachy. Happy birthday,
Donka Vane. Now, what do you think about the show so far?
I was like rolling. I was rolling. It's funny.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
Go ahead. I want you to jump on the topic. Everything I just said before you answered the phone, what do you think about what I just said? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I jotted down some stuff while I was listening. But
I like you already.
Dude, I don't like, I would say in terms of like reformed hoes and cheaters, it's like you got kind of just the quantity of it. That's how I kind of see it. You got to kind of like critique the quantity. Like if she was a hoe, to what extent she was a hoe?
So you said there's different categories of whoredom.
Because it's like, because you have to kind of critique it because of the fact, if you want to take that woman seriously, you got to know the past and how much was in the past. Like, is her closet falling over because she got too many skeletons in it?
But most girls I date got a fucking, look, I look at it this way. Every girl I date like doing nasty shit to me. I don't think I'm that special. So I'm pretty sure she did that same nasty shit to another dude. But I grew up around white people. And the white people I grew up around, the white boys didn't worry about the nasty shit that they girl did. They actually enjoyed the fruits of the nasty shit she did. Meaning, if your white girl suck a real good dick, you know that she learned from somewhere. But you enjoyed the fact that you are the one who's with her now. For some reason, in the black community, we don't know how to do that. As a black man, haven't you heard so many black men say this about black women? Oh, she do that. That who? Lord knows who else she do that to. Like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Like we'll take a chick home, she'll fuck us on the first night. We'll really like her, but we'll say, well, we can't take her seriously because we don't know how many people she done that with. Nigga, she don't know how many people you've done that with.
That is true.
It's stupid. I had a girl say this. This is what lets me know there's something wrong with black women's mentality. I had a girl say that to me. I was telling her that I met this chick who's a stripper. Me and her were getting on. She said, you don't know how many people she done that to. I said, what is your point? I don't know who you've done anything to. By that logic, any woman who does anything for me, I should question if she's done it for somebody else? Don't you understand
how crazy
that would be? If everything someone did for you, you question if they've done it for somebody else. Then by logic, if a woman was smart, she would never do anything for you. Because she wouldn't want you using that against her.
That
I mean, how many people run around saying, man, that bitch clean your house, she'll clean anybody's house.
You just gonna have a woman with a dirty house because
exactly.
she gonna be scared.
Exactly, she don't know what to do. I would rub his feet, but then he gonna look at me all gross. Man, that bitch rub everybody's feet. She probably got athlete's hands. She been rubbing so many feet. We say silly stuff as black people. Have you noticed that black men hold women to a ridiculous standard that white men don't hold white women to? Again, the white women are whores in college, and they don't mind admitting it. White girl will tell you in a minute, we have a discussion with a white girl, but I love sucking dick. They'll say it in public.
I know the white girl like that, so I know she...
See? I don't make this stuff. I know a lot of people get mad and say, oh, he's just generalizing. You're right, I'm generalizing, but a lot of us know some white girls who don't mind telling you, I love sucking dick. I love anal sex. Stick it in my ass. I love it. Put some beads in there.
I think with that, it kind of comes in terms of the level of responsibility. Because
yes.
In the black community, with black women, it's this psyche that no matter what the hell I do, for one, you better not call me out on it. and two, just ignore it. It's like, oh, that don't matter. Like, it's not my fault. All these dudes, they talk me into doing this type of psyche.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid because if you think about it, if you don't fuck with, let's say, 10 guys, fuck with 10 men, more likely in this day and age, you have at least 4 kids with that many men. If you sleep with that many guys and your excuse is that, oh, they tricked me, that makes you seem very stupid.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad you said it. Say it again. I don't know. People might not be hearing. Let me be real calm, tell y'all, and go right now. Say it again.
If you've dated so many different men and your excuse is that they tricked you, At some level, you are dumb. Somebody was not smelling what the rock was cooking, and obviously that's it.
I'm going to steal that from you.
They walked up in these niggas' houses with no clothespins on their nose, just not smelling what's cooking. And what the
You're so right. I say that to people all the time. They get mad at me. I said, if you can say three niggas lied to you the same way, then you are stupid. But only black women get off by saying a man lied to them. That's why they pregnant. Let me ask you, have you ever heard a black woman say this one? If you ask them, well, why did you get pregnant by him? They'll say, well, he said we was going to get married.
Oh, man. I got so many stories on that one, but I'm just going to pick out one. And one is my niece. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because my papa was a Rolling Stone, so I have a niece that's the same age as me. So she has that same mentality. She's pregnant now, and she assuming that she's going to get married by this dude. That's kind of stupid. You're not even... That's very stupid. I can't wrap around that.
I've never understood that, but black women say it like it makes sense. Like, you're supposed
what?
To
it
say,
doesn't.
Yeah, that dude ain't shit. Like, it takes, it absolves her from all responsibility. How you get pregnant by this man? Well, he said, wait a minute, he said, you've gotten fooled like this by 9 niggas that keep saying stuff, and yet you ain't made now one of them do what they said? If he said he gonna marry you, then why not wait for him to marry you? This is what I don't get in the black community. Saying I'm gonna marry you allows me to get you pregnant, not for me to get you a ring.
That is so stupid. Like, so you just run around just assessing stuff based off results. So that would be the same thing if I'm buying a car from you, Tommy. I'm buying a car from you, and I said I'm gonna pay you $10,000, and you just hand me your car. Oh, you have the money. But I said I'm going to get you the money. It makes no sense.
Thank you. But this is why I said black women have become the joke of society, because everybody else listens to the excuses y'all give and they just laugh, but they look at you like retarded children. They don't laugh in your face. They just laugh behind your back.
Definitely. Exactly.
No one takes black women serious anymore, because how can you take a woman serious that refuses to call herself fat? How can you take a woman serious that has 3 kids by 3 different men and she's 22, yet still won't say she's a hoe or won't even say there's a problem with having them many kids?
Exactly. Oh, I heard so many stories like that on Facebook. Like one girl, she's like, I don't care. I take care of my kids. And
yep.
You're 23 with 4 kids.
And you don't take care of your kids because Big Mama helping you with it, the government
exactly.
helping you with it. And that's why, have you noticed again, you will never see white women on Father's Day say Happy Father's Day to me.
Yes. I
black women do it.
Exactly. And I get cussed out on Facebook when I say, this is Father's Day. Nobody says Happy Mother's Day to the men that take care of the kids when the mother abandons them.
Thank
so
you.
To the men.
Do you know, as a man, I would slap a motherfucker in the face if somebody came to my page talking about Happy Mother's Day because I'm always with my daughter. I ain't no damn woman, and I would never want to be addressed as one. Black women, but I'm saying, black women like being addressed with masculine terms. Boss
right,
bitch.
It's that female mentality. And it's like, in that sense, how do you get past that female mentality? Black women are the butt of the joke because we got to admit, well, I'm going to admit it, they don't want to. We created that joke. We've created that joke. Yes, we can go back to history. I can give a history lesson on slavery and how that broke it apart. I can give a history on the Willie Lynch lesson and how that created. But in the day, if so many black people say that's history, then why are you still acting a fool today?
Thank you. Once you know better, you should be doing better. And if you know what's wrong, my mom always told me, once you know what the problem is, you should start working on the solution. Black people love bringing up slavery, Willie Lynch, civil rights. Yet you never hear them talk about, okay, now that I know that it's wrong, why am I still doing it? How can we never listen to a man say, if he ain't taking care of his kids, if he say, oh, that's Willie Lynch. We be like, no, nigga, you a deadbeat.
And I mean, and honestly, one way, because that's true with that phrase, oh, if you know better, you're supposed to do better. But we're in this cycle with black women that if you know better, and you know better, but you justify the reasons why you're doing your shit.
Yep.
So
and we, and you know what we really love doing?
What?
Ignoring shit.
Oh, yeah.
Black people will ignore the hell out of some shit.
Exactly.
Let me tell y'all something. Teresa, the white girl who just called in and listened to the show, she's going to listen to twice. She just brought me two Long Island iced teas. She's only listened to the show twice. That's a dadgum shame. It is a shame. This white girl just comes in and says, I got you, brother. After calling in my show, that hurt my feelings, y'all. That hurt my feelings. But I'm going to go ahead. Nicole, you are right about what you just said. I can't wait. I want you to talk to me again in the after show. We're about to get into the after show in a minute. I want to bring you back and get on because the after show is when everybody gets on and talk. And I want you to get back on there because you seem like you got not only a good head on your shoulder, but you say the shit that I say. But maybe they'll listen to it when it comes from a woman. Because have you noticed when I say it, either I'm gay or whatever, what do they say when you say it?
Oh, what did they say when I say it?
Some
say I'm crazy. I got the hater term before. And just some are just completely dumbfounded.
I figured it would get accepted more because the funny thing about black women is they only listen to either other black women or white men. Have you noticed that when Dr. Phil say some shit, they listen to it?
Yeah. And it's because, to be honest, black women predominantly, they're infatuated with white men.
Yep.
That's
a white man come in and say something to them, they'll listen all damn day. I was the boss at IBM. Whenever I hired black girls, I started noticing them bitches wouldn't show up on time.
Yeah, they're infatuated with white men. They have no respect for their own men.
There you go. Thank you, baby. We got to talk about this a little bit. We got to talk about this in the after show. I want to hear some more from you. I got to hear from some of these other people, try to get them
all
in before 12, but I want you to stick around for the after show. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. Call in. You got about 28 more minutes to call in to make sure you're able to be on and talk during the last hour. I'm going to talk to a lot of the women right now because, of course, we're talking about these hoes, and men always got an idea of hoes. And when I get into the after show, too, I'm going to find out more from my girl Nicole what her idea of a hoe is. But I'm going to go to Darla right now. From the 931. Darla, what's going on?
Oh, I'm doing good and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm feeling old, but I got this just for men in my hair, so I look a little bit younger because I ain't as gray as I normally am. It's gonna grow out, I think, or either I'm gonna wash it out when I take a bath. I don't know how it works. It's my first time using it. But I feel good. I feel young. I feel great. I'm having a great conversation. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts on what we've been talking about so far?
Oh, man, the conversation has been so good. I've been, waiting, to put my little two cents in. But really, when it comes to hoes or whatever, I think, you know, there's no definition that differentiates a man from a woman. A hoe is just somebody who's loose with what's in between their legs, to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, you talked about multiple kids, different daddies, of course. I know for me, I think you can change, you can reform. Just like if you can be a hoe, you cannot be a hoe. It's just a choice, you know. But
good answer.
For me personally,
why do you think we accept reformed male whores? Like, again, like I talked to the young lady who was a church going lady. I said the male preachers get up and say all the time how they used to be hoes, but let a female pastor get up there and say how she used to be a hoe.
Right, you know, and I appreciate you said that because I was just getting ready to respond to that. The thing is, I don't respond any differently to male than female, but I am very sick of the double standard. And for me, I get sick of the idea that that's okay. But, personally, I couldn't be with a reformed hoe. That's just my thing, you know.
Damn, so I'm out of the running.
Oh. well, I'm married. And my husband, like me, waited until marriage to have sex. So I was
really
virgins. And so there's
nice.
No, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't personally do it because I think it would depend on how far back the hold'em took place. And,
mm-hmm.
and like,
you know what's so fun about this, Dollar? We get to make up words as we go.
Oh yeah, hold'em. Yes. But yeah, like I just couldn't do it because I would, it just too much baggage. I think reformed hoes need to be with other reformed hoes. You know what
wow.
I mean? Because they can relate, and there's more of that, I guess, compatibility. But like for me, like when with the men that have received the Lord and have changed and reformed, I don't think they deserve somebody who's been holding out. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that. So
amen.
That's just my personal opinion.
And you hearing this from a hoe? I agree with you.
Right.
That's why
right.
I said people get mad and they laugh at me. I say this all the time, and I don't know how often you've listened to the show. I said, I only date hoes because I'm a hoe. Why would I try
right.
to date somebody that's not and ruin
right.
their life? It's
yeah.
not fair. It's not fair that you running around. It's like how these women get mad that a man says he won't date a woman. Do you know how many women I've heard literally tell a man, well, I got 3 kids. I want you to be with me and help me take care of these 3 kids, but I don't want any more kids. And they'll get
right.
mad if he say, well, that's not cool.
Yeah. That just makes me sick. The double standard really personally makes me sick. And I just think of sexuality as very sacred, you know, so, you know, just the idea of keeping that for somebody who you're going to be with for life is very special to me, you know, personally, and that's why I did it. But like, I just couldn't do it. And I disdain the idea of a man who's just been loose. Oh, now that he's a Christian and he wants the Lord, he wants a pure virgin. No. You don't get that. You don't deserve that. And personally, I feel like women, I think women are able to take a lot more of that naturally because the double standard, I think it does impact the black community a little bit more than others.
Yes, it does, yes.
We tend to take that moral, I guess because we tend to be more religiously conservative than white.
Yeah, but we're such an immoral group of people, though.
Right. It's like it's a hypocritical type of thing. It's like,
thank you. That's why when I did the show about being hypocrites, black
right.
people are the biggest ones.
Right, right. Like the people who talk about how much they love the Lord will be the first ones jumping in bed and being gay. So,
I've had the best sex with the women who say they love the Lord.
Right.
I mean, they
right.
do the nastiest stuff. And I told people in the last show, I said the reason why I don't really trust people who say they love the Lord like that is because if you're a Christian, by definition, when you're a Christian, you believe that no matter what you do, God can forgive you. So if you believe
right.
you got this get-out-of-jail-free card for the rest of your life, you have no
right.
reason not to do something, right?
Absolutely. I personally, that's just so played out to me. And I think
yes.
oftentimes in the church, God ends up getting the credit and the blame for a lot of the personal decisions we make. We have free
Amen.
Will. We have the choice. You know, and it's not all about God. You can make decisions as a human being to do right or do wrong. Just like I can jump into bed tomorrow with anybody. That will be my personal choice. But a lot of times what people do is they feel like they need to give God the credit for getting them out the mess when they got themselves into the mess. Like, it's a simple decision. You don't just accidentally have sex with 7 people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't accidentally get pregnant. That's on purpose. So,
but you know, most of us as black women, like, you don't hear white women say, again, that's why I said black women became the butt of the joke, because when you listen to what they say, they sound like retarded children. Again, you
right.
just said it. You don't accidentally get pregnant. But you hear
right.
black women say that. I wasn't trying to get pregnant. Were you on the pill? No. Did he pull
right.
out? No.
Right.
Did
and these people
no.
will be
but
in that
trying
moment
to get
they
pregnant.
Have an unprotected sex, but be shocked when they're pregnant. That is so played out to me. I get personally sick by that. I'm married for 5 years, and I don't have kids yet. So,
nice.
You know,
okay,
I just,
you got to help us out then. You can do better because most of us are hoes, and it's obvious that you and your husband aren't. So you got to answer a question for me. One, why do we not uplift people like you? Because I would like to uplift someone like you. But you guys get ridiculed for holding out. You get told, I don't believe you, or what's wrong with you. Like, you holding out or having few partners is not uplifted amongst black people. You're not even looked at as a prize, to be honest. Why is that?
I never thought of it that way. See, the thing is, I prize myself, and I know what value that I have. And I feel like as a woman in particular, our power is in between our legs. So
Amen.
When you give that away, you lose a lot of that. You know, and that's the thing that I think makes us really stupid. You know, because once we've let a man in between our legs in that way, we're open to him in ways that are just, it's hard to even explain. So, you know, but I don't know. For me, when I look back, I'm 28, from high school through college to now, I have no regrets. Like, I have so many female friends who've done the whole pregnancy, breakup, get together, get broken heart, all that crap. That has not happened to me because I have not made myself vulnerable to somebody. You know, I was not a project for nobody, and nobody was my project. So I don't know. For me, like my personal experience, I feel like people admired that. Some people probably thought, oh, she thinks she better, whatever. You can
That's
whatever
what I'm
you
saying.
Want.
Instead of lifting you up and saying we know she's better, they
right.
looked at you and like it was a bad thing. Like, I remember telling a dude about education, and dude literally said to me, just because you got book sense don't make you gab better. It don't make you mean you got better street sense than me. And I was like, huh?
Right.
Your argument against book, against a person with a degree is to say that? That doesn't make any sense. In the white
right.
community, if someone comes and says they have a degree, they say, wow, that's good. Not in our community. We say you think you better than me.
Right, because we think, so many of us think being black means being mediocre or being ghetto or being street or not having
a baby's mama, as you said, or some kind of, because the black woman, I keep trying to tell, even though I'm a black man that likes sleeping with black women, I still know that if you carry yourself a certain way, it can't end up in a positive result. And it seems like you got that. Where did you get that from? Were you raised with both of your parents? Because, again, you are an oddity, and I know you know it.
Right, I do. I definitely am blessed. My parents are still together. They've been married almost 30 years, and my husband's parents have been married almost 40. I cannot separate my decisions as an adult from how I was brought up. Like, I feel like the respect and the standards that I have for myself came from my mom. Like, I didn't put up with nothing, like no foolishness. Like, I'm a respectable human being. I'm not defined by my boobs and my ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lady. And I didn't accept anything less than that from people. So when I look back, I just feel good about the decisions that I made. And now, of course, I know people raised like me who chose differently. So at the end of the day, it's about your choice.
Yep.
But to me, I found like I saw the value in waiting and holding out. You know what I'm saying? And I do not regret that.
But black
I think it's
women
the choice
so
that more women should make.
But
you know, I'm
so,
not like a Steve Harvey fan, but the idea of waiting for a period of time is good. I say longer than 3 months.
Yeah, I was about to say that 90-day rule is a dumbass rule. I can wait 90 days. Hell, I can wait 90
wait
days.
Wait a year, you know.
Stop.
But see, the thing is, a lot of people, when they date, they're really not serious about marriage. So that's another thing that makes it different, because when you're waiting, you're not waiting just to be dating and being together and just being hooked up. You're looking for somebody long term. So
I don't think people are even looking for anybody long term anymore. I think black women have become comfortable being just somebody's mama because their mama was just somebody's mama. A wife is
right.
something that
they
think.
And they don't respect.
In fact, I've heard most black
mothers.
Women laughing. Instead of being proud of their black friend for getting married, they make fun of her.
Oh, they hate on her.
Yes.
Oh my God, I've been hated on so bad.
Exactly.
Because
there you
like,
go.
What a lot of women, the thing is, I think almost everybody just wants to be married. I mean, people like to hate on it, but the reality is the idea of being cherished by one person for a lifetime is awesome. And, but it's almost like people act like that's something they can't have. No, you're just choosing stupid people, and you're acting stupid. That it's just that simple.
Yep.
You know, just for me, it's so much more simple than people like to make it be. You know, but the things that we value oftentimes as black women are so superficial and insignificant and have nothing to do with what makes a good relationship.
When the girl called me the other day, and I don't know if y'all saw the message on my wall where she thanked me for talking. She said she didn't mind me bringing it up on the show. But she was telling me how, oh, well, I wasn't trying to be shallow when she said, well, he doesn't look the way I would like for a guy to normally look. He's older than I would think that a guy should be. And, you know, but then she said one thing that I caught. And, again, I tell people all the time, they don't just hand out psychology degrees. I had to work to get it.
I got a social work degree.
Yeah, she said, but, you know, he was an author, and he's written books, and he made a lot of money. And I said, I listened to that. I said, So what made you overlook all the things that you knew you wanted in a guy was the fact that you thought he had some money.
Wow.
And that's exactly why if you look on Facebook, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, Darla, if you look on Facebook, if you look at the white boy's profile, they say that they are doctor, they're in medical school, they are firemen. If you look at the black dude's profile, he always is some damn hustler. He a business owner working for himself. He in entertainment. He's some kind of something in the media or in entertainment. And it's so sad because every black dude is a rapper. Every black girl is a damn model or singer.
Right.
We are the most superficial people on earth. If you didn't believe it, just go watch one of Puffy's videos.
You know, we're very, we like to floss, too. We like to show what we have. We're so flashy. I don't know what that is. Because, like when you were saying the whole degrees or education or whatever, for me, like, my household, the one I grew up in, college was not an option. So when I talk about having a degree, it's not like, oh, that's really special. My parents have degrees. So
exactly.
It's not like, oh, it's a big shock. You know what I mean? But, like, we look at it as, well, she thinks she's special because she got a degree.
Yes,
no, I ain't no different than I was before I had one. I'm the same person.
If you have a degree, you can't
admit
it. Think about
my name.
Clive the rapper has a degree, but he has never said it.
Right. Why is that? What is up with us? I don't understand.
We are crazy. We are literally a crazy group of people when somebody gets more credit for having a 4-year stint in jail than a 4-year stint in college.
Right. We participate in our own exploitation. We really, okay, we've been owned, like, you know, from slavery until now. Like, there was a time when being black, and that's the thing, that just reminded me of a thought that I had when you were talking about how we are so mediocre and we celebrate that. Like, one thing that upset me about Barack being president and all these black people being all happy and proud and excited was the fact that I didn't need to see a Barack Obama to see a classy black man or a classy black family.
Thank you.
Those have been around for a long time. We just didn't give them that much attention and credit.
Because
you
remember when we saw Bill Cosby and his wife on TV on the
right.
Cosby Show, we just yelled how fake it was instead of enjoying the fact that this man had the number one show on TV and white people was watching it.
Hello? Right. Right. We celebrate.
You got
our
doctor
mediocrity.
And a lawyer as parents, and white people watching it thinking, oh, maybe there are some white black people like this, and black people sitting up there saying, this ain't real. We want to see hood shows, and we love the hood show. You watch these Tyler Perry shows. You want me to tell you how stupid Tyler Perry's show is? You got a man that's a fire chief, another one that's that both of them work in the fire department, yet they all live in the same damn house.
Right. Ain't nobody making money.
Think about it. And Archie Bunker made fun of his daughter's husband having to live with them because he was a hippie and had no job.
Right.
You don't
I
see white people having no show of a bunch of people living in the same house, but they all got good jobs.
Right. I'm not a Tyler Perry fan at all. I just feel like I just want to say this too because what's that movie? Oh God, with the women just. Oh, God. It was a play.
The
recent one that Tyler Perry
did
had, like, yes, that movie, if I could have thrown up after the movie, I would have, like, from disgust. It was just, oh, we just, all these black men and all the things they have done to us. I am so sick of that parody being portrayed in front of us.
Because black women have been coddled so much that they'll listen to anybody say something nice, and they don't even understand that what's been fed to them is by a gay man.
Right, we taught to be victims, and we really embrace that victim role. Like, no, no,
love it.
Nobody made you get in that relationship.
The only good thing I can say about that movie
is the fact that the woman who lost her kids because her abusive husband killed them, is the fact that the other woman let her know you had a part to play in this. I was so glad that was in the movie, but everything else about the movie pissed me off, honestly. But,
it's just like Waiting to Exhale. Do you remember Waiting to Exhale? Everything was the nigga's fault.
Right. But you
and black women
gravitate,
like you said,
being available
they gravitate
to, you
to
know,
being
be
victims.
With them whenever
they're
you
the
need.
Only people that like to run around and be victims but be strong at the same time. I'm a strong woman because I've been victimized.
It's ridiculous. And
it's
I feel like we both, I think we have equal ownership, but I think the black women have to take a little bit more ownership because we're really the ones who are running black households.
Thank
and that's
you.
Just the reality. We are the ones with the kids. 90%
hey,
of the
let
time,
me say this, darling. I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to ask you a yes or no on this one, then I'm going to ask one more call, and I'll bring you back in the after show. But I got to ask you this because you said something that I said in one of the shows, and people got mad at me for saying it. So I'll say it to you, and you tell me what you think. I said most women say niggas ain't shit. There ain't no good men left. No good black men. And so when they say this, I say, well, for the past 30 years, 80% of black kids have been born out of wedlock to single-parent homes. So if over the past 30 years, if your man is 30 right now, that means he was raised by a black woman. So if your if he ain't shit, it's because a black woman made him that way.
Mm. Wow. I would just simply have to agree. I mean, that's absolutely the case. We create this reality. The thing is, we embrace our sons like they're our men, and
thank
then
you.
We make our
say
daughters
it, girl.
Work hard. And then 30 years down the line, these men aren't ready to be husbands because they've been coddled by their mamas. And still, until
adulthood. Oh, you must have been listening to my show. Are you? I said it on the last. I say it all the time. I said I get sick of seeing these 13-year-old black girls having to babysit these little damn kids and cooking shit at 13 years old, while these little boys get to run around dressed up like players and have no responsibilities or chores.
And the mamas will be the first ones telling their little girls that they fast.
Yeah.
We perpetuate this stuff. And so I don't see how we can blame anybody else. We're the ones raising these kids. And you know what? If you are with an ain't shit man, it's because either you ain't shit or you don't know how to choose or differentiate between a man who is something and one who's not. Because guess what? I ain't with an ain't shit man. So if you with an ain't shit man, then what's wrong with you?
And, Dollar, think about it this way. I remember seeing a girl put on her profile that niggas ain't shit. These niggas need to get their shit together. And it was a woman who her profile said married. She thumbsed up it. And I said, do y'all see how stupid black people are? You got women who
married.
Got a man saying that niggas ain't shit.
Oh, gosh.
And you got the man sitting up there. He too scared to even speak up. If you got a man and you going to sit there and say niggas ain't shit, there's a problem.
Right.
You
should have
jumped on her profile and said, no,
I don't
your niggas
that.
Ain't shit.
I have never
mine is all right.
You ever hear no white women or nobody else talking about Mexicans ain't shit. White men ain't shit. Asian men ain't shit. We're the only ones who say that stupid stuff.
And
I
you can
know.
Say a whole race of men ain't shit, yet when I post up a statistic about women being fat, I got cussed out.
And the famous women are saying that, too. Like you talked about earlier, Halle Berry. What's wrong with her?
Halle's
what is wrong
nut.
With her?
Something wrong. You can tell
because the white
sick.
Man, she was
Halle
must not have been shit
white
either.
Kids black now. Wants to, she trying to make the white boy out to be racist. When I said, wait a minute, how can he be racist when you didn't like black men yourself no more? Remember?
Right. And she is the ultimate victim after every relationship. Oh, he beat me, and this had happened after the relationship's over.
Yes. You
I'm
see,
sure
she had to apologize when she said that bullshit about David Justice, and he set the record straight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had the apology. She said, oh, you know, because he came on there with his new wife, and he said, first off, that woman's an actress. I never laid my hands on that woman. I never did anything. He says, as a matter of fact, our marriage wasn't a real marriage, and I realized that because I'm playing baseball 8 to 10 months a year, and she's gone off for a year acting on an acting job. We rarely saw each other.
Right. Mm. She's
but
crazy.
She got on Oprah crying, talking about somehow he victimized her and abused her.
Mm. Oprah's crazy, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She
when you
crazy.
Come to the day and you got a child and you didn't admit it for years, but you want to talk bad about somebody else being a deadbeat dad, they're hypocrites.
Uh-huh. Oh, I never like when people, you want everybody to spill and be all honest and open, but you hide and stuff like that. I don't. Definitely a hypocrite. And to me, she's a reflection of that whole black woman because I don't believe in marriage thing. I think that's such bullshit. Whenever people talk about you're going to be in a long-term relationship for longer than I've been here on earth, but you can't get married. That's ridiculous.
You're right. I can tell who don't believe in marriage. Like, I look at Brad Pitt, them, or I look at Gene Simmons and his wife. When they say they don't believe in marriage, they don't believe. I believe that they don't believe in the formality of marriage, but they run
right.
their house like one.
Right.
Look
what
at Gene Simmons and his wife. They have two beautiful children by each other. They've never been anybody else. You've never heard of Shannon Tweed being out with nobody else.
Right.
They just didn't get the formal papers. Same with Brad Pitt and his wife. They didn't get the formal papers, but they sure hadn't been with nobody else.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that. I just can't relate to it. To me, I just think it boils down to a little bit of a commitment issue.
I'm with you, but if you look at what Oprah's going through, Oprah doesn't have anybody. That man ain't her man. He don't even be with her like that.
See, I don't know nothing about. I don't, you know, their relationship. I just know that they've been, I guess, together for over 20 years.
They've been linked together.
Right.
There's a difference between being linked together and being together. When you look at Brad Pitt and his wife, you know they're together. Even if they're not married, you're not stupid enough to believe they're not together. They're always together. You hear them talking about each other. They're having children with each other. Oprah couldn't even reproduce anybody to take over her empire. This is what's wrong with black people. You got a woman who has a $1 billion empire who she don't even have nobody to hand it to.
Oprah's a man, and that's
Thank
the reality.
You.
She's not a family woman. She seems to be real self-centered into herself. Like, I mean, Stephen,
but look at Tyler Perry. He doesn't have anybody
like,
to give it. He don't have anybody to give his fortune down to. Think
right?
about it. These black people aren't even trying to create wealth for other people.
Right. I don't know what's. Wow, that's deep.
Don't be like Steve Jobs not having any kids. Bill Gates not having any kids.
Mm.
These both were family men.
Right.
This is amazing to me that our two most powerful black people, if they died today, pretty much the state would get their estate and try to figure out where to send the stuff to.
Oprah and Tyler Perry?
Yes. And they both
to me,
run around making black men look like they ain't shit and victimizing the black woman every day.
Right.
They make money off of making you feel like your shit don't stink.
Right.
This is scary, black people. And again, when you're getting black women, the way I say that you guys are getting raped, and doll, I'm going to bring you back. We're about to go into the after show in just a second, so I'm going to do my little closing. But black women, let me say this to you. You guys are getting raped every day. You're getting raped in the media because the media portrays you as loudmouth baby mamas who ain't worth nothing but being somebody's secretary with some crazy-ass name, long fingernails, that's good for nothing but fucking. I know it sounds harsh what I'm saying. Step back away from my words. Go look at your TV. Go see how many times you've ever seen the black woman being portrayed as this love interest that everybody want to get with. Deliver Us from Evil was about this bitch is getting on everybody's nerves. Bringing Down the House was about this ghetto black woman that liked to steal. Every time you are in a movie, you are the love interest, the woman who, oh my God, I gotta have that woman. Even when you look at how Beyonce was in the Austin Powers. She was not portrayed as this sexy woman like every other woman that had been on Austin Powers was supposed to be. She was the eye kick a nigga ass. Because I'm Foxy Cleopatra. Y'all are being raped by the media. Y'all are being raped by your own men. Because these men are putting y'all in videos making y'all look like hoes. And then they telling y'all that it's okay for them to be hoes. So black men can be hoes and black women can't be hoes. And this is what we're talking about. Reform hoes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let your past be your future. Your past is an indication of mistakes that you've made, but it is not an indictment on the life that you will lead. You have the ability to change it, and don't let nobody hold you to what you've done, because, hey, they haven't been in your shoes and you haven't been in theirs. I'm like Dollar when I say a lot of y'all hoes need to speak with hoes. When y'all get reformed together. This is Your World, My Views. Y'all know we'll be back on Tuesday. We're about to go to the after show. But everybody that was listening and who was trying to call in, sorry you didn't get through. For everybody that's on the line right now, y'all know we're going to get and have a great conversation together. I'm so happy. Thank you guys for all the birthday wishes. And I also like to thank my man Jonathan, who also sent me 2 drinks. This is what I'm talking about. Jonathan sent me 2 Long Islands, so I got 2 Long Islands from John. I got 2 Long Islands from I got 2 Long Islands from Teresa, who had never listened to the show before. Well, she listened to it once, so I think that's cool. So all the people who are wishing me happy birthday on my wall, if you go to yourworldmyviews.com, click on donate, either tip me on a drink, buy me a drink, buy me a bottle. Let's see who got love for you, boy. Now, I'm just talking to my girl, Darla, and I'm going to bring Darla back in to talk. And I'm going to bring you guys in, the rest of you guys in, too. Here's how the after show works. I call out a few names, then I let you guys talk. And if you're on the line and if I don't call out your name, then you have to press 1 if you want to talk. If not, you're just listening. So right now, I will name all the people who have pressed 1, and then the rest of you, if you guys want to talk, you have to press 1 to talk. I'll say, Pam, Buffy, Justice, Tristan, Lisa, Jonathan, Lil Fat, Darla, Remy, Leon, Batman. I think it says Tanisha, but I don't know if Tanisha want to talk, but she's got her hand up. Nicole, Greg, and the other Lisa. These are all people who have their hands up. The other people, your hand is not up, and to put your hand up, you got to press 1. Then you press 1, and then you'll be able to talk. You don't have to press it now. Oh, James Brown is in here as well. You don't have to press it now. If you get to the point anytime in the after show, if you want to talk, press the 1, and we'll get you in. So if I didn't call your name, you haven't pressed the 1 yet. So that means you just got to press the 1, and I'll let you in. I see my girl Pam right there, too. What's up, Pam?
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Thank you. Got my girl. Oh, Teresa done came back. What's up, Teresa? She pressed the button, but I don't know if she's there yet. So Teresa, you're on. I don't know if you're there. Let me bring in. I'm bringing some of the new people I don't know, and then I'll go back to some of my good old people. Let me go to Justice. Justice, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
So good, thanks.
What are you concerned about? And everybody else, if I open up your mic, please don't be talking in the background. I think that might be you, Pam.
I did not sound like Hello?
Is that you, Pam, talking in the background?
Yeah, I was talking to my cousin. He was listening to the show with me. I had you on speaker.
Okay. Well, when y'all do me a favor, if y'all are talking, just like mute your line because you're open and y'all both can talk when I get to you. But if y'all gonna, if y'all gonna talk about the Heisman, Now, Justice said you had a problem with something. I'll stop before I get somebody else.
Just a concern. The last caller there, I'm not too sure she's aware that she's more or less like a hoe in denial. Because, I mean, if you're going to use the terminology that, you use what you have as an asset, your physical, the sexuality, to get where you need to be, then that equates to being a hoe.
Well, I don't think Dollar said that, but I'll go back to a Dollar. Were you saying you use your sexuality to get what you want?
Oh, that is not at all what I said. I was just saying that.
More or less, that's how I depicted it to be. You said something to the point of that you use your sexuality for,
I know she said, from what I got, she said women have gotten to the point where they don't value what's between their legs. She said they give it away. They devalue it by giving it away.
Right.
She was saying even her husband to the point that she made him wait a specific amount of time or something.
No. They both were virgins when they got married.
Okay. Maybe I misinterpreted. I'm sorry. Then I just because a lot of people use that that behavior, you know, that, you know, the formality, doing what, using what you got to get what you need.
Now, just as you are right, just as you are 1,000% right on that, and I'm sure Dollar agree with you, that there are a lot of people who say that. You're right. There are a lot of people who say that, and it's the dumbest shit ever to say. You know, it's kind of like a saying where a woman says, you know, a wet pussy. What is it? A wet pussy never have a dry purse.
Yeah, wow. That's a whole. That's stuff from back in the 30s with, you know, the way back in time. I mean, that stuff was established, you know, 70, 80 years ago. But, I mean, we can't measure these people, Jay-Z and Beyonce, as, you know, a level of success. Those people are contributing to the confusion of society. I mean, these people.
Amen.
I don't look at those people as, you know, they're inhuman to me. I mean, they're subhuman.
Answer this question for me. You said something. I said black women are easily misled, and I used Beyonce as an example. I said she got a song called Girls Rule the World. She got another one about single ladies. She got all these songs about these women being strong and by themselves. Yet this is a married woman.
Well, that's subjective, too. I mean, I'm not too sure if she's even... Well, those people are just contributing to the confusion of society.
Well, what I'm saying, it would be like this. It would be like me saying how great black women are, and then you find out I'm married to a white one.
Well, I mean,
it wouldn't make any sense, because my actions aren't saying the same thing as my words, right?
I mean, that's not music. That's just confusion. It's got a lot of these young girls walking around anywhere, you know, with their heads are twisted backwards. I mean, They don't have any desire to be successful. They don't want to get educated. The language, the behavior, it's just organized confusion, you know.
So I'll ask you this question. We're talking about reformed hoes and
right.
How the black women have basically been, they have been led to the trough of you must be a hoe. Because there are literally too many black girls willing to call themselves video vixens. And I don't ever hear any white girls wanting to use that as a title.
Well, I mean, I see, but I've been on the subways in New York, and you see white, Spanish, even Asian people referring to each other as nigger and dog and bitch and hoe. I mean, I'm up pretty in an adverse area where there's a lot of ethnicities, and it's just it's a behavior, it's like a mindset. They try to use euphemisms like nigger doesn't mean nigger when you spell with an E at the end and all that other man.
Oh, okay.
It's all the same to me. If you're savage and you're a nigger.
Oh, you know what? The thing is, and I'm sorry for y'all for hearing that talking in the background. But I just want to say this: the problem is you're right. We have a lot of. I remember I was watching a Charlie Sheen roast, and I was watching it with my producer, and she was noticing how Patrice O'Neal felt like they were being racist towards him. Yet when he got up and started talking, he's the only one who kept saying nigga, nigga, nigga every 5 seconds in front of an all white crowd.
Yeah, most of these black comics nowadays, they can only play to one crowd. I mean, they're not really multiversed. I mean, these guys are limited. I mean, they can't. That guy, he's gone now. Anyways, did he pass away a couple of days ago?
Yeah, and that's what was funny about the roast. They were making fun of him because he was so fat, and they said he would die because of diabetes very soon. One of them made a joke and said Patrice O'Neal would be dead of diabetes very soon. And you know, he was taking offense to the joke, and he ended up dying literally by what they were saying.
Yeah, that's too bad. But I mean, we got a lot of work to do. I mean, we could talk about this problem infinitely, but we got to start looking at the solution. We got to start participating in this, you know, buying these people's music and all that stuff. I mean, we got geniuses. I mean, we the people that established jazz, Jelly Roll Morton, you know, Fats Waller, and you know, we got people that were prominent, and we don't even really recognize them nowadays. I mean, if we equate Jay-Z and Beyonce to being a measurement of success in society, we really failed. You know, we gotta look at people that are productive and put them out there in the forefront instead of, you know, going in circles with this madness.
Black people gravitate towards the wrong thing. Let me give you an example. Scarface was released in 1978, I think, or 79.
82.
Okay, 82. White people looked at the movie Scarface and thought it was fun. They went on about their business. Black people looked at the movie Scarface, and literally there are young black men to this day who want to be that character.
Yeah, I meant to say, that whole personality, that image there, I mean, Sopranos is a big seller. That, I mean, that they like that mentality, you know, that easy money and fast life.
But why do you think white people can look at it, be entertained, then go on about their business? White people watch Sopranos and went on about their business. Black people watch Sopranos and said, I want to do that.
Well, we got a lot of pseudo mafioso around here, too, that, you know, that think that they're living a, you know, a made life, and they're just, you know, some pretentious wannabe gangsters, you know.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's... I don't really like to concentrate on, like, sweeping generalizations and saying that as a... I mean, yeah, we have a lot of people out there messing up, but, I mean, we got a lot of good people out there that are productive, that are being, you know, contributing to society, you know, in a major way. I mean, we got people developing, you know, engine lines for planes, and, you know, we got scientists...
No, but we don't concentrate on them. You're right. We just don't concentrate on them. I was telling people how we as black people, you got so many pseudo in entertainment people, black people, like, you can't even find enough black people to work together. If one of them got a good idea, three more of them are going to try to do that exact same idea to where they dilute it. I started doing my show. Every nigga that used to listen to my show got a show now. I was like, this is confusing. How does this work?
I mean, I've been just recently going through this this Blog Talk Radio, and I find some of them to be extremely fascinating. There's a couple out there that I really enjoy, and but predominantly all the ones that relate to us as Black Americans here, you know, we're just really digging into the, you know, the problems, and we're cutting down organizations. I mean, there's a lot of attacks on, you know, different beliefs, and, you know, I mean, there's a show for every you know, ethnicity, and every belief, and from Islam to whatever, and it's everyone, you know, putting their version of how this guy is doing everyone else wrong, and they're false prophets. And I mean, actually, it's reckless, and it's not productive, you know.
No, you're right. We will ruin everything. Like, if you notice, everybody black is now a dat-gum relationship expert or a fucking life coach, has no degree, no damn experience. And most of these life coaches, they don't... I'll put it to you this way. White people laugh at the idea of black people's number one relationship coach is a fucking comedian.
Yeah, that guy, that's a joke. His all his premises, that stuff doesn't really equate to reality. Javi is like a failure in a lot of aspects, and he's just trying to, you know, his demographic is probably a lot of uneducated, disenfranchised black woman that...
Think about
you know,
it. The number one black preacher is a former janitor.
I mean, but Malcolm X was a hustler, too. I mean, everyone could rise above
it. All I'm saying is we don't believe in listening to somebody that actually... Okay, when white people listen to a doctor, they listen to Dr. Phil, who's an actual doctor, tell them about their relationship. A married man who tells you about your relationship. We'll listen to unmarried females tell you about how to find a man.
Yeah, that don't add up.
That's what I'm saying. The things that we do are backwards. The things that black people do are backwards. This young woman, Dollar, was saying, hey, I kept myself, and then I got me a man that kept himself. Then I got to a certain age where I wanted to be married. I grew up around a whole bunch of white girls. Them white girls are whores just like black women. Them white girls get 27,
definitely.
They start thinking, I'm old, I want to get married now. Black girls are in their 40s, and you can find them all over the world still telling you that they still looking for the right man, and they don't think they too old. Vivica Fox still talking about some she want to get married and have kids. Vivica 47.
Yeah, her eggs are probably all spoiled, you know. She probably have a hostile womb or something. She
a
be,
black
woman
is never too old for anything. She's never too fat for anything. She's never too nothing for anything. Have you ever heard a black woman say, you know, I'm probably too old to be trying to have some kids now?
I don't know what her life consists of. A lot. I can't really equate those Hollywood people into reality. They live a real, you know, I mean, it was always
the only difference is, though, what I'm saying is we look at those people and we actually look up to them. There are black women who literally say, it's okay that I got 4 and 5 kids because Lauryn Hill got 4 and 5 kids. Yeah, but Lauryn Hill got $4 and $5 million to do it. You don't.
Yeah, I think she's another one I could put in a level as a failure, I mean.
Exactly, a horrible failure. And you got all these black girls who look up to you, but you got the wrong group of people who look up to you, like Darla. Darla wouldn't look up to her. Darla would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. This woman is supposed to be Miss Pro-Black, but she got all these kids. by all these men.
Yeah, anyone could go out there and spout that pro-black stuff, but they're just, you know, they're capitalizing off a trend at that point in time. And,
amen.
I mean, all that 80s music that was real prevalent, it was mobilizing, and it just kind of spins off into, you know, the gangster rap, and now it's just, you know, it's all marketed towards, you know, madness and death. I mean, but they had a lot of good groups out back then. I mean, she was in the midst of all that stuff, just, you know, ran the tide, and then, you know, it ran into her, and I mean, she wasn't really creative. She tried to, I think she destroyed that Roberta Flack song. I mean, her voice to me is possible.
I said the same thing. I never thought this chick could sing. I was like, this chick is not a great singer. This is stupid. But we love people who sing like that. That's why I don't even like black music no more. They drag every note out.
You got to tap into some of that stuff. I know you got the resources. I mean, go back to the old stuff and realize our contribution to society. I mean, we innovated all this stuff. I mean,
you're right. Now I want you to hold on a second. I want to go to my girl Remy. Remy, we were talking about this idea. How you doing, first off, dog?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm well. We're talking about this whole idea of reform hoes. I want to ask you something that Darla said and see if you agree. She said
okay.
She think if there are such thing as reform hoes, which she said she believed that they exist, but she said she believed that reform hoes should be together. Reform hoes should not get with people who haven't had to go through that reformation. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, her perspective is a unique one to me, but, I mean, she's got a point. I mean, like mine. She's talking about compatibility, you know. If they're compatible, I think they should get together based on that. And if you've been a virgin and waited and you want to date another virgin that waited, that's cool. And nothing wrong with that. She's right. Why date a hoe if you was never hoeing around?
Because I had a woman get mad at me when I did a show. All the black women got mad at me. It was so weird. I did a show where it says, all I said was, I don't want to date anyone with kids. That was the name of the show. Only one group of people got pissed off. It was black women. They went off on just the title of the show. And I kept saying, why should someone have to be with you when you made a mistake? And she said, my children ain't no mistake. Yeah, but that other person didn't have any kids. Why should they be forced to be with somebody with kids? Can you address this idea of this mentality that as far as the women have, like they can do no – we have it switched in the black community. The men are typically the power brokers of every other community, except ours. Why do you think it switched in ours?
I don't think it switched. The men have a role. They're expected to live up to a certain role in our community. I don't think it's really switched. I just think that, unfortunately, there are not enough people out there for everybody, and women got to step up if they don't have a man. There's a lot of black women with no men. A lot of black women with no men and children, and so they got to step up.
But that's what I mean. If you say it's a shortage of men, how come there ain't no shortage of babies?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I don't know, Tommy. What's the numbers on that? What they looking like?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I would assume if there's a shortage of men, who's getting you pregnant? Are y'all all fucking the same dude? Why not switch over to another race? Have you noticed that black men have had more success switching over to another race and dating and marrying than black women? And black women used to make this excuse of, oh, because we loyal, we don't go over. No, that's not it.
Black men in high demand.
Thank you. Because they have made something of themselves. And think about it. Black men turned a negative into a positive. Have you noticed that anytime they do these commercials about BMWs and stuff, when they need a nigga with a deep voice, it's always a black man talking for them?
Mm-hmm.
The new Audi, so-and-so. Allstate. This
Allstate.
Is CNN. It's always a nigga.
Love it. That's right.
But where do you see black women?
Well, Oprah's a black woman.
See how that brother laughs? You really don't see him. Think about it. You don't see him. You don't see a movie where they talking about this fine woman and everybody's trying to get her, and it's a black woman leading that movie.
Not lately.
What's the last love interest black movie you've seen where there was just a black woman and she was just beautiful? It was Jumping the Broom, and that bitch ain't black. Every time you see a woman that's supposed to be beautiful and desirable, she is a mixed chick. Even
okay.
in our own movies, have you noticed in our own movies, we make the mixed chick seem real nice and sweet.
Yeah, I've noticed that, Tommy.
Y'all remember the show Girlfriends, right?
Yep.
The two light-skinned chicks, the two mixed chicks, were real nice, sweet, and naive. The two dark-skinned chicks got everybody told, was late to work, was getting her hand nails done when Joan wanted her to do paperwork. She would never do a fucking job. And the other one who married the white man talked to the white man like he was a dog.
Yeah.
How can we even act in stereotypical roles like that? Tyler Perry's new show. He got Tasha Smith acting like an a-hole. But then the light-skinned chick who half white or whatever she is, oh, she's sweet and wants to get married. You know, girl, he rich. He gave you a ring. You need to marry him. I didn't even watch the show. I watched the previews and was disgusted. Why Tasha Smith got to be mean and fighting?
I don't even know who these people are, Tommy.
I understand. I know actors and actresses because I like to just pay attention to what's going on and what my daughter's being fed because I'm raising.
Yeah.
I wasn't even conscious of this stuff before, and I tell people all the time, become conscious of at least stuff that's in your life. It's just like, have you noticed, like, a guy won't be an advocate of nothing until his son get autism. Then the next thing you know, he's the autism advocate.
Right.
I didn't really care, but I was like Snoop. I didn't love these hoes until I had one. Once I got my daughter, I said, hold on, I love these hoes. And I start paying attention to the stuff that they were feeding our daughters. Our young black girls are being told to be whores, not wives, not ladies, but they're being told to be whorish men. Look at Nicki
okay.
Minaj in that photo of her walking around on stage with a dick in her hand, strapped
no,
on to her
me.
Pelvic area.
Where is that picture at? Oh, my God. What?
Go to my page. I still have it on there. She has a penis. Or just go look up, Google Nicki Minaj and strap-on. That picture will come up. She has a strap-on on, walking around stage, basically showing how masculine she is.
Well, are they making a baby doll for these little young people in her image?
Probably. Again, you listen to the lyrics that she says. You listen to the things that she says and how crass her and Lil' Kim and any other black woman that raps got to be a hoe. Okay, so men get to rap about y'all being hoes, and then when y'all start rapping, y'all rap about y'all hoes y'allself?
No, not all female rappers rap like that, though. Just the ones that are getting money right now.
I mean, name the ones that ain't.
I got a sister that raps. She don't rap like that.
I got a brother that paint.
her name is Detroit Prime. You can catch her on Facebook.
I'm just saying. You can go to my YouTube page. I got some rap songs. Them motherfuckers is hell.
Yeah.
But they're not rapping.
Everybody's rap is not about that, you know, dummy down like that, watered down like that.
Oh, no, I believe you. What I'm saying is what we uplift. It's just like not every black person, just like Dollar, not every black person is fucking before they get married. But nobody uplifts Dollar when she tells her story.
Yes, yes, that should be
uplifted. They push her to the background. She lame. I've seen black women say to other black women who are in their 30s with no kids, they ask them what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask them. Okay, here's what makes no sense. If a woman tells you I'm 30 with no kids and I'm not married, why not ask her? A white person would say, oh, why are you not married? A black person says, why don't you have any kids? That's like saying I'm walking, I'm at the bus stop, and a nigga asks me why I ain't got no rims. Why the fuck am I gonna have some rims, nigga, when I ain't got no car?
Exactly.
And I wish some of y'all black women would say to these women that ask y'all, Why the fuck would I have some kids when I don't have a man?
Hey, there it is.
When enough black people start saying this, we can get this. Because, again, this whole whore mentality, one, I think it's a lot of hoes out there, myself included. We're a lot of hoes. I think when we start getting comfortable with our sexuality like white people are, we're not comfortable with our sexuality because, one, black people are way too religious. We're too religious for our own fucking good. And I don't understand why we're so Christian when white people gave us Christianity.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest concept. Your slave masters gave you an idea of what your afterlife is going to be, and even though you knew slavery was wrong, you've held on to his teachings?
Tommy, you're getting real deep right there. Now you're going to raise the roof.
Baby, that's called Stockholm Syndrome. Who know what Stockholm Syndrome is?
Yeah. Yep.
You done fell in love with your captor and you have become indoctrinated by what the person who is torturing and has basically enslaved you. You listening to their words. It's what happened up in Penn State. In Penn State, that's what they did. And with the Catholic Church, that's what they did to them little boys. They indoctrinated them to where they felt like they identified with their captor. Those little boys didn't feel like there was nothing wrong. Let me tell you something my ex-girlfriend said, and it shocked me when she said it. She said that she used to get molested by her uncle and her brother. She said she got molested by her uncle and brother so much that one day she was at school because she thought it was normal. She said she was at school and the girls were talking about how they couldn't get their dad or somebody to give them something. And she said, she told them, well, why don't you just, and she told them to do what she does. And she said the girls looked at them and was like, do what? And she said that was the first time she realized that what she was doing wasn't right. Yet, this same woman who told me that she was being molested by this person, by these people, she was 35 years old when we were dating. It was Thanksgiving dinner. Do you know that nigga walked up in the house?
Wow.
And she fixed him a plate and treated him like, and I said, wait a minute. You just told me that this dude used to do all this shit from the time you were 7. And he just walked in the house and you think I'm supposed to be cool with this? But to her, even at 35, it was still normal. And this nigga was jealous of me like he wanted to fight me because I was dating her.
Wow.
I said, y'all are a sick bunch of people, and believe you me, I left that girl because I said, this is sickening. But sick people don't even realize they sick if they've never went to a doctor.
You hit that one.
And I wish more black people would realize that. That's why we need to quit. I hated the fact that as being a black person and a black psychologist, that most of my clientele, I've never even really seen very many black women come in because we as black people believe that going to a psychologist is a sign of weakness. Going to somebody that's actually well-versed at what might be your problem is a sign of weakness. My granddaddy died because he felt like going to the doctor is a sign of weakness. He felt like men talking about what's wrong with their body is uncouth. Men don't do that. The doctor said if he had come in here 6 weeks earlier, he would still be alive today. We as black people have gotten so used to being caught up in things that are stupid, dumb, and downright ignorant. And yet anything that has a value, we put it down. We put down Dollar for waiting. We call her husband a punk because he say he a virgin. We make fun of a nigga with an education and a degree. We make fun of a woman that's married. We make fun of a woman with no kids. Look at what we do in our community, people. I don't make this up. This whole idea of us not becoming close with our sexuality is real to me. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in, and I'm going to let Nicole back in. I'm going to let my man Leon back in. I haven't heard from nobody. I want to let Lil Fat in. I'm going to let Jonathan in. Lisa from 478. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, how you doing?
Now, but you heard what we've been talking about. And one thing I want to say is this. We have become so we are too familiar with our sexuality, but we're not very comfortable with our sexuality. And what I mean by that is this. We're very real familiar with fucking and the nasty part of it, but we're not comfortable with it because of the religious part of it. Like, you'll hear a black woman say, oh, I won't have an abortion because that's against God. But she got kids out of marriage. That's against God.
Yep.
We pick and choose when we want to be saved. We pick and choose about. I've had a black woman say, oh, I'll suck a nigga dick, but I won't swallow until I get married. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That's funny, though.
Y'all have all heard somebody black say something crazy, a black woman say something crazy like that. Am I making this up? Or have y'all all heard a woman say something like, oh, I'll let him. It's like, again, have y'all noticed, and I'll ask you, Lisa, have you noticed that white women value their pussy more than their mouth? Black women value their mouth more than their pussy?
I'll suck his dick, but I ain't letting him fuck me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I noticed that.
A white girl will fuck dick all through high school and still take a
shit.
Wow.
A black girl will fuck everybody but say, I ain't never sucked no dick.
Backwards.
And I try to explain to him, I've never seen a bitch get pregnant in the mouth.
Them white girls
are like how Dollar said. They realize they pussy is more valuable than they mouth. You can't stretch out no mouth. She done sucked so many dicks that her lips is huge.
You can't do it. The mouth
stays fat. Exactly. If that's the case, a lot of these fat bitches' mouth would be fucked up from all that food they've been shoving in it.
Wow. Big Shirley.
Tommy, what I wanted to say about the
Patty
one is always a cheater.
Yeah, go ahead.
Keith.
If you say once a cheater, always a cheater, think about Steve Harvey being a relationship expert.
He cheated on his second wife with his third wife. So why would he give you relationship information, advice? How can he tell you to wait 90 days when he couldn't even wait for his divorce?
Who's billing him as an expert?
Dumbass black women, because black men laugh when we hear that shit. Let me ask you this, Lisa. Do you know anybody who's read Steve Harvey's book, read his book, put his shit in action, and now they married?
No.
Think about it. By logic, isn't success of a book or an idea based upon, like, again, we'll go to Donald Trump's seminar because other people can say, I went to Donald Trump's seminar, now I've become a real estate man, and I've made money.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't hear no motherfucker say, well, I bought Donald Trump's book, but it didn't help. Black people, we buying all kind of people's stuff and don't help. We buying T.D. Jakes' He Motions book, and it didn't help.
He might be one of them closet doors, man.
We buying Bishop Eddie Long telling you about how not to be gay, but then when he get accused of fucking boys, he pay them off.
Yeah.
We don't look at, black people don't believe in looking at results. That's why, if you notice, and here's another thing you've heard black women say that you don't hear other women say. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to ask my man Tristan about this. You hear black women say this all the time. I couldn't fuck with that nigga because he ain't got no game. Game is just spoken word. It's no action. It is what a person says to you. The black community has been boiled down to we listen to what people say, not what they do.
That's manipulation.
Isn't that kind of odd, Tristan?
Oh, absolutely, man. That's absolutely odd like a motherfucker. That's odd like a third pinky.
Isn't it weird, though, Tristan? Have you ever heard a white woman say, I didn't talk to him because he don't have no game? Literally what game is, in a game, doesn't that mean somebody's going to get played? Something is going to get played.
Oh, no, brother, this is a task that's definitely somebody going to get played. You got to realize in a game, it's always a loser. It's a loser in every game you play. For real, you play a game with me, I hope I win, motherfucker. You ain't winning it. I'm winning. So if you ain't, Charlie Sheen, you must be losing.
This is why I wanted to even talk about this whole idea of whore. I wanted people to understand, one, men are whores, too. And I'm sick of black men, because black men are worse at making women feel bad about themselves being whores. White men don't run around making women feel as bad as we do. Because you know how I know? Because a white male friend of mine married a white girl I used to fuck. And I know me as a black man, I ain't marrying somebody a friend of mine used to fuck.
Yeah.
We think that's nasty. Look at white soap operas. Them motherfuckers be marrying their daddy's ex-wife.
Yep.
They can get past a woman's whoredom. We call a woman a whore that did exactly what we asked her to do. Hey, baby, suck my dick and let me come on your face. She do it, then we'll say, man, she a hoe.
The only thing that make her a hoe is when she letting three or four people do the same thing you doing.
And it still shouldn't be called a hoe to them people who doing it. You asked.
Well, yeah. If she my girl, yeah, she better be doing all that. But if she ain't my lady and she let me do whatever I want to do, you know I'm liable to think, well,
yeah, but you's a hoe too. What make you any different when you go into your next relationship? Why it can't be that both of y'all like nasty-ass sex?
Ain't nothing wrong with nasty sex. Shit, sex make the nastier the better, nigga.
I don't even know no clean ass sex. Most sex be most of the time you get through sex, a nigga gotta get a towel, a wet rag, some soap. So apparently it was nasty.
Hold on, nigga. I done ate pussy from the back, man. I'm just telling you, this is nasty.
Jonathan, you hit his phone.
Big up, respect.
Jonathan, this man said that he done had his nose in the crack. With his tongue on the clearance.
I'm talking about my bottom lip was on the motherfucker, nigga. It was a nasty shit going down. I ain't telling it, man. Shit, that's my story. I stick to it. But I'm just saying, and you know what? It ain't nasty shit.
But I'm with you, Tristan. The nastier the sex is, the better it is. I did some shit, and I woke up the next day, I couldn't even look that bitch in the face. We ate breakfast and didn't talk to each other. I picked up my shit and went to work. We both very disgusting. I wouldn't even kiss my daughter that week. Daddy, why you won't kiss me goodnight? I can't do it this week, baby. I just haven't used enough scope yet.
Let me pat you on the back.
You know what I'm saying? Daddy mustache still smelling like the fish garden.
I don't know, man. Here go the test, man. And when I seen the topic of the night show, bro, man, I was like, damn, bro. I ain't know what to do, to be honest with you. But I thought about, man, and I thought about, man, if you around somebody that done murdered somebody before, you a little leery around that motherfucker. You know what I mean? For real, now, you know, if you was in a room with OJ, you'd be like, it's certain shit you wouldn't say to OJ.
Wait a minute. I wouldn't think OJ might kill me because I'm not a white woman who cheating on him.
Good point.
Seriously, some people only kill a certain somebody. Like, meaning, I can be around a killer because I know, or like a nigga that stole. If he stole from Enron, I know he ain't going to steal from me. He stole from them because they did something to him.
But the nigga at Virginia Tech.
You remember the nigga at Columbine? It was some people he wasn't trying to shoot.
Why keep on, you know?
He was like that, man. This nigga, you didn't do nothing to me, T-Dog. You all right. But this nigga here?
He got to get it.
He about to get it. They said they was straight walking past niggas telling them, no, you all right.
I'm going 2 months at the most, because they're going to have to let me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why I ain't did it yet, because I know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the way they called me up was bogus as fuck, though.
Wait, I'm confused now. Who is that?
Y'all want money from me, but when I go to work to make money,
Who the hell are you talking to, man? This nigga's talking to his parole officer. Let me
nigga, I'm drunk too, man. You got me scared of them a bitch around there, man.
Deanna, what's up, girl? Deanna,
what's up, girl?
All righty then. James Brown, what's up?
Man, what's up, fam? Y'all tripping like hell tonight, Tom. Really, I hate to get off the topic, man. I'm going to ask you a quick question about this sports thing. Why? Okay.
Why the hell am I hearing every third word you say?
Carmen.
That nigga done said ipso facto.
Hello?
I can hear you. Who is this?
This is James Brown, man.
Alright, why I couldn't hear what you were saying, nigga? Quick, y'all need to quit trying to use the Bluetooth. That shit ain't cute.
No, I got that real Bluetooth. I got that blue pirate dog. But listen, why the hell is it okay for them to make a big story about Albert Pujols signing for $210 million for 10 years?
$254 million. Let me get you right.
$254 million. Goddamn. Okay. But really, I mean, my thing is like, what the difference in what he did and LeBron James did? He left his goddamn team and went to what? But LeBron didn't chase no money, though.
I'll tell you why. One, because Albert Pujols won a championship.
It wasn't about that.
I'm saying he left the city with a championship. They at least had a championship. And
LeBron didn't hold them no damn championship, though.
Talk about some not one, not two, not three. What LeBron James did was selfish, because plenty of other people have left and never got treated like that. Shaq left and never got treated like that.
LeBron was wrong. He got bad advice from his people.
No, I don't think he got bad advice. His PR people.
No, he was public. I mean, he was like, it was a game. I was tuned in. Everybody I know was tuned in. So that's what we want to see what the damn decision.
Here's another question. Why the fuck is the NBA owning the New Orleans Hornets and trying to veto a damn trade?
Wow. Who is they trying to get Chris Paul to?
The Lakers had set up a deal with him. The GM of the New Orleans Hornets had made a – and it was a good deal for them, because they ain't going to get nothing for Chris Paul if they wait till the end of the year.
Yep.
It was a bad deal for the Lakers. The Lakers gutted their team to get Chris Paul. They got rid of Lamar Odom, and they got rid of Paul Gasol.
Oh, wait, you the Lakers, they need to veto that shit, though. I mean, the league need to, because that's crazy. They know something wrong with somebody.
No, but there was a good deal for New Orleans, and the league vetoed it. Because they said the team will be worth more so they can sell it if Chris Paul is on that team. But here's my problem. Didn't they lock them players out so they wouldn't be moving? So they wouldn't go to big market teams?
Yeah.
What's the first thing fucking happened as soon as the lockout was over? Everybody talking about moving?
Wow. Listen,
there was no reason for the lockout. Let me go to Jonathan. Jonathan, first off, let me ask you about this. What do you think about this whole concept of this whore and whatever? Like, do you think that black men are hard on black women, how easily we call them hoes?
No, not really, because they call each other hoes. they call each other that. I hear it all the time.
Word.
You know,
hoes and bitches.
It's like, okay, you know. The first thing we need to do is start respecting ourselves. If we respect ourselves, you got no choice but to respect me or move on, man. I don't have to sit there and take this from you. But if you
now, what about reformed hoes? Because the girl I'm with is a reformed hoe. I can admit it.
But damn, your hoe's gonna slip back in.
No, I'm hoping she don't have no relapse.
But sometimes
I have to keep an eye on that bitch. It's like an alcoholic. An alcoholic is never a former alcoholic. He's always recovering, so you got to keep an eye on him. So I try to keep her around as few dicks as possible.
Right, you got to keep him out of the situations that
that would spark that memory of what it was like to be a hoe. Because it was fun. It was fun. Definitely fun being a hoe.
Thank you.
Or you wouldn't do it.
Why do you think we don't embrace that as black people, though? The easiest way to embrace anything is to, one, admit it. I mean, it starts with 12 steps of alcoholism, but literally it works in everything else. You can't change something that you won't admit exists in the first place. It's hard to be a reform hoe when somebody calls you a hoe. You say, I ain't no hoe, and you justify your activities.
Well, that's because, you know, being a hoe is something that you mark being bad, but I don't see it as being bad. I mean, I don't, man. I want to say they need to legalize prostitution. I think the world would be a better place if it was legalized. That's just me. I think
you know the only reason they're not legalizing it is simple, because the government don't feel like they can get their hands on money. Because if you're selling pussy, the government don't know when you're selling it.
Right.
Yeah. If they can lie to your ass and register how much ass you sold.
Right.
That's it. They don't feel like they get their fair share, so they won't do it. But I mean, it works in Nevada, wherever that is. But
you're exactly right, and it makes more sense to have it legal, because it's literally the same thing as prohibition. You trying to and it's the stupidest thing. That's why every time I pay for hookers, let me tell y'all what I do, and I'm gonna tell y'all that y'all should do the same thing. Every time I buy me a hooker, I bring her to the house and I set up a camera. So if the police bust in, I say we recording porn.
Yeah. Even you off ain't no swindler.
Think about it. Porno is the same thing.
Yep.
Get somebody to fuck.
Yeah.
As long as you got a camera there and you're recording it and you're saying, oh, no, this is just a film. A lot of people ain't smart enough. I know how to get around loopholes. I like holes too much. Anyway, what's up, Greg?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm glad you came out, big dog.
Oh, man, I thought you was coming, man. I know
you. You know, hey, a lot of motherfuckers told me they were coming. They didn't. I had some girls tell me they were coming when I've been in the bed with them, and it didn't happen.
Nah, or you stupid as hell.
You ain't coming, you lying. But Greg, what do you think? Why do you think there's this big why do you think that who makes these sayings like once a hoe, always a hoe, or you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, or once a cheater, always a cheater? Do you believe any of these things are true?
Yeah, I still think that. Man, look, man. Like you were talking earlier about us African Americans being so religious. Yeah, I mean, shit. You know, so we always like to throw rocks at other people because, you know, we always like to throw a rock and then, you know, we always like to hide our hand.
I agree.
Because, you know what I'm saying, the same shit we talking about, they doing shit. We've been probably done it or fuck it. We're in the process of doing the shit.
See, my daddy used to tell me, he said, we are not the black nation, we are the condemnation.
But Tommy, you said once a hoe, always a hoe, but who wants to bury the ex-hoe?
Look, man,
I figure, I'll tell you this, and I hate to say this to you, it's 2011, about to be 2012. I believe every one of y'all are going to marry an ex-hoe.
Yes, we are. Leave it.
Don't you put that on me, Tommy.
That nigga said, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Hey, retirement. Beyonce song you was talking about, man, you hear that shit pumping in the club, boy, it sounds good, and then you start listening to the lyrics. This bitch saying, it's okay, go out there and give up your ass, but just don't tell nobody. I'm like, what the fuck? And then all these guys on the dance floor with their hands up, look at these hoes out here. That's just some bullshit.
I'm telling you, most of the songs that we listen to are stupid. I remember when they used to say, you got a $50 here, put your hand up, and then when niggas had their hand up, and I remember putting my hand up, I had a hand up with $3 in my pocket.
Yeah. But now you can't do that shit, because you would get robbed in the bathroom,
Hey,
Buffy, what do you think about these reform hoes, man?
Ain't no such thing.
Oh, shit.
Don't you say that.
Buffy.
You going to make me whoop my girlfriend's ass right after the show.
You can't whoop her ass because you in the same boat as that's the kid.
Yeah, but she told me she was reformed.
She said reformed?
Yeah, she said she had forgot. She had put down her hoist ways.
Well, like I said, man, there ain't no such thing. It's always it's like being a hoe is like riding a bike. You can fall off a fucking building and lose your memory, but you gonna know how to ride a bike.
Whoa! But you don't think she? All right, Buffy. What's your definition of a hoe?
Same thing the young lady said earlier. I think, in my opinion, a hoe is just somebody that's loose. That's just going to do their thing. But
when you loose with your dick, sir.
There's not one definition of that. My thing is the whorish tendencies and whorish acts. Now, my thing is if you ain't fucking nobody else, that's cool. But if you can still be a hoe for me in the bedroom, I'm all down for it.
Yep. But where does one get the whorish acts from? Don't they have to have performed them before? I mean, a nigga don't just show
exactly.
up one day gay.
Hey, exactly. You had to perform it on somebody, you know, or somebody's. Either or.
You know. I think you become reformed once you do like Tiger Woods, go to rehab and get help for it. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know what kind of help you get for being a damn hoe, but.
You just try to be more selective with your dick. It's just like with money. A nigga could be a big spender or a bad gambler. Have you know there's some people who are gamblers and they don't spend the rent money, and there's some people who are gamblers where they don't not only spend their rent money, but they'll steal your rent money and lose it too?
Exactly.
Rob a motherfucker just a gambler.
Y'all know one nigga that sell dope and so he can smoke dope. I told you sell dope so you can smoke dope because you owe money on the dope that you were smoking.
That shit never ends up good.
So I know nigga literally sold dope just to break even.
Mm.
Well, you got another package from that nigga because I smoked his last one. This nigga always behind the brick.
No good can come of it.
Exactly. And so I know it's some girls who, they get to the point where they realize, okay, I've been giving out a lot of pussy, but now I need to be selective with who I give this pussy out to. Now, here's the question I want to ask all of y'all, and everybody else has got their hands up, 561, Tatiana, 44, y'all all in here. Here's the question I want to ask y'all. If you are with a reformed hoe, would you want to know about it?
It's best not.
That James said no. Buffy?
That's a tricky one, man, because, I mean, you don't want nobody walking up to you going, hey, dog, hey, let me have you. You don't want that.
Have y'all ever felt that nervous feeling when you at the club with a girl and this nigga either looking at her weird or he out laughing and giggling in her face and you thinking,
yeah,
did you used to fuck this nigga?
Yeah, you don't want that girl. And when I mean that girl in the neighborhood that everybody else don't have, you know what I'm saying?
Or that everybody friendly with, because even when they friendly with her, you don't know why they friendly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I done had that feeling walking down the street, so, hey.
I have had it, too. Been at the club with a bitch, and nigga up there smiling in my face, talking about, ha-ha, I've been knowing her for a long time. Nigga, what that mean?
Hell, yeah. And now, Tommy, they roll up on you and your girl. They just roll up on them and be like, yo, what's up? I'm like, damn, they going to disrespect me like that? But now you see what they say. When you ain't around. No, when you not around, you see what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what's worse? Is when you dating a chick and she introduced you to that man as her friend?
Oh, boy. That's only because he happened to pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Give him
a signal right then. Don't blow this.
Yeah, but then later that dude slipped the note in your pocket saying don't kiss her.
Wow. Wow.
A nigga sneak some shit in like that, talking about some, yeah, that motherfucker gives some good head. I said, hold on, man, this my fiance.
No, I'm just saying, man, before you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know when it, like, what they call him from that movie, Cuddy?
Oh, Cuddy.
From Dead President?
Yeah.
Dead President.
I believe I'd have had to whoop that nigga's ass, too.
Yeah,
that nigga said
bullshit.
She wasn't fucking you like that before you went to the wall, nigga.
What
do you think she learned all that, nigga?
Food in your table.
Yeah, that was real bad. You getting all this good love, you can't even get no food on your table. I wanted to whoop cut his ass when I was watching that film. Then you whoop my ass and tell and put the gun in my mouth. Open up your mouth, nigga.
I told that nigga, can you bring some steak next week, buddy? Hell no.
I said, I wouldn't have went and tried to rob no bank. I'd have went and shot that bitch.
So I said that nigga lied in his car. I threw an accelerant on his ass while I had him tied to the seats and put a stick right on the accelerator and just let him roll down the street. Merry Christmas, motherfucker!
But what was really messed up was Lorenz Tate got this real with his girlfriend, want to choke her down, because that scene looked real when he was choking her.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you don't
yeah.
know me, bitch. Yeah, but Cuddy knew your ass. How you going to let Cuddy punk you and put a gun in your mouth and tell you to suck on it? But your girlfriend get her ass beat.
She's a
nerd. Yeah, no,
yeah,
she did when she said, yeah, I'm fucking him. Now what?
Now you
got to
get your ass whooped. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the rule, man. Shit, you that like talking about a nigga mama, shit.
Yeah,
that's
told her, I know this ain't the I know this ain't the right movie, but I'm about to set it off. And it's one of them things where, like, that's the weird question. I'll ask you, Tristan. Do you want to know a hoe is a hoe? Because these ladies don't
yeah.
mind. We can. I done sat in bed and told my girl, yeah, I done had all kind of pussy. She done never flinch. And she told me she had all kind of dick. Y'all would see me on Channel 5 News choking a bitch currently.
Bruh, I got to be honest with you on that one, man. I don't know what it is. I consider myself to be a good dude. I'm what they call a hoe magnet. Like hoes all of a sudden when I come around, they don't want to be hoes no more. You know what I'm saying? Like these hoes. Well, I want to get married.
I like that.
Well, you like good. You like good luck,
yeah.
Chuck. Every time you fuck them, they get married.
No, I'm bad luck, Chuck. Nigga, every time I fuck them, before we lay out that fucking 10 or 12 niggas after me. Shit.
Goddamn delusion.
This was fucking a baker dozen when I got through with her. For real, this bitch had more dick in her lap than a motherfucking obstetrician. Shit.
Now, most of the girls I've with, I've only turned one girl into a hoe, and I really felt bad about that shit. She was a real nice chick. I fucked that girl over so much, that girl was smoking and drinking and fucking.
Damn.
Oh, my God, I ruined this bitch.
See, they be like that until they meet me. She was like, yeah, I was fucking 15 people a week earlier, but when I met you, I just wanted to change.
And again, that's another indictment I say about black women. I told this one black woman, I say, y'all need to shut the fuck up sometimes. Sometimes y'all say stuff that make it worse. I remember a girl say, yeah, I used to be a hoe. I used to suck all kind of dick. I'm saved now. I'm waiting until I get married. I said, why would you tell me the first half of that sentence?
Yeah. You got my dick all hard. Now you want to talk with that pewter salt in your breath.
How you going to tell me that I got to take you on dates when you used to fuck niggas on the first night? This is not, this doesn't make any sense. That's like me applying for a job and they telling me, yeah, we used to pay niggas $100,000 a year and used to only make them work 3 days a week, but now we only pay them $20,000 a year and we make them work 7.
Shit.
I don't think that. Most black women who have a father in their life, they know what to say and what not to say. Seriously, date one that's got a dad in their life. They might have used to be a hoe, but they know how to hide that shit. That bitch won't even let you go to her class reunion because she knew them niggas might talk.
Hey, Tommy, ask the ladies, Tommy. At what age do you stop being a hoe though?
Nicole, what age you stop? Did you stop being a
hoe? What age?
I'm messing with you, girl. What age do you think is the time that a motherfucker need to stop being a hoe?
Damn, for one, you shouldn't be a hoe.